Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Hello, welcome to our Season 6, Episode 37.
Ramble Time Awakens, a.k.a. Mouse Hunt.
I knew it was going to be something to do with Ramble Time. I knew it. I didn't know.
I was going to do something like Ramble Time Returns, but I felt like Ramble Time Awakens seems more appropriate in case we accidentally slip into a Star Wars tangent again.
Which will probably happen.
I don't think it'll be accidental.
I mean, we do have that Rebels trailer to talk about, so we already got it like that mapped out.
And we have to talk about the fact that they fucking pushed back Episode 8's release date by 7 months and pissing everybody off.
Well, yeah, but it's like around the same time as the other one came out, so I'm kind of okay with it. I'll just keep watching that Matt video
over again. They're putting it in direct competition with Avatar 2 now because, I don't know, that's like a news story.
Honestly, if you air Avatar 2 with Star Wars, I don't give two shits about Avatar 2.
Me either. Like, I didn't even see the first one. I was like, this is stupid. This is just Dancing with Smurfs. And
Dancing with Smurfs?
Yes.
Really large Smurfs.
Go. It's a bit from South Park that all Avatar is just Dancing with Wolves, but with Smurfs.
I still love that movie.
They're like, it's the same movie as Dances with Wolves, just with blue people.
Smurfs or Avatar?
Smurfs has Neil Patrick Harris.
No,
so.
I was talking to Dawson. He said, I love that movie. I didn't know which one he was referring to.
Oh, Avatar. I've never seen Dances with Wolves.
What about Smurfs?
I've never seen that either.
How? It's got Neil Patrick Harris. How have you not seen it?
No interest in the Smurfs.
How are you not interested in the Smurfs? The Smurfs are, like, awesome.
It's easy.
It wasn't that great.
Doesn't matter. They're the Smurfs. Leonard Nimoy is Papa Smurf.
Of all the things, for like an illogical reason, Diggle, Peace Bibs, like they're the Smurfs is like one of the weakest arguments I've seen.
The Smurfs are fucking awesome.
No,
it's got Neil Patrick Harris, it's got the chick from Glee, and it's got Leonard Nimoy voicing Papa Smurf.
Oh man, the chick from Glee.
No, I don't know her name.
Hold me back, Coach.
She's like the fucking guidance counselor or whatever.
Oh, fuck yeah, guidance counselor?
You know, when you say it, it sounds stupid. There's a reason for that. I figured that's what was coming out of your mouth next.
No, why not?
Aside from a boatload of semen.
You got it, dude.
That's why the Olsen twins aren't in the spinoff. They merged into Brian. They said it's because Michelle's opening her own fashion line in New York City. I think it's because they just merged together and became Shuquin Shinobi.
Yep. That's the dropped episode.
Ashley is the Shuquin, Mary Kate's the Shinobi.
Brian doesn't call them lost episodes, he calls them dropped episodes.
Why does it matter?
I don't know, it just sounds funny.
It's the same thing.
Like, the dropped episode just sounds funnier.
Sounds like he actually dropped it.
The dropped episodes.
I'm really not sure why we're having an entire discussion
they
about
too
this.
They, too,
fell
over. Out of a shopping cart when they were little and split their head open.
Yeah, I just realized we are in the show, and, like, we're just talking about nonsense.
That
like,
is correct. We are in the show.
And we haven't even gotten to the one-ups yet.
We have been in the show for 4 minutes and 46 seconds, as of my recorder thingy.
It's a technical term.
We have yet to even move into the one-ups, because we've been talking about Smurfs.
And Fuller House references.
And Fuller House references. So.
Oh, fuck it. Show. In the ass, bitch. Yeah.
That's it, everyone. Good night. Okay, I guess one-ups, finally.
DVDA, baby, DVDA.
David.
No, double vaginal, double anal.
David?
Close enough.
No, I'm just picturing like the porn industry having David as the slang for something like that. Today we're doing a David.
No, what if I could? I'm too tired. Fuck it. I'm just gonna nap and then y'all can record the rest of the show.
That's what I'm gonna do tonight.
Baby.
Snap, one eye open, looking for the mouse.
Give it
falling
me
asleep
help.
With a lightsaber and broom in my hand.
Why a broom?
Because it's got like a wide enough area to smash the mouse, and it's long enough that I don't have to get close enough to it.
It's long and hard.
That's funny.
Awesome said long and hard.
I said bristly.
I heard long and hard.
Is that more poop? No. Just continue with your one-ups while I look for poop.
There's so many mental problems in this first 6 minutes that
I want to track this down. I don't feel safe here anymore.
In all fairness, Dawson has many mental problems.
I don't know
I'm
how
I'm talking about him.
I'm in a completely good mental state right now.
How did I get all the way
okay,
up?
You tell yourself that.
Every day.
That's how I get by.
And another exciting round of brownie or poop.
Complete with occasional robot noises.
That's definitely a brownie. It crumbled apart like a bitch.
This is a fun game we've been playing.
Your beep almost censored you with bitch. Almost.
Oh, I'm close enough to the beep area.
It was a little too early.
There's only two alleged pellets, and one of them's by the trash can and one of them's by the toolbox. Like, did he get constipated and just keep running? Like, who is this bitch?
I'm not sure which dog it was, but one of them did something very similar to that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm why don't they just right get now on the inhumane trap so I can throw him over the balcony? Just why?
You have a balcony? What the fuck do you live? What the fuck do you have a balcony?
I'm on the third floor.
You're on the third floor? I thought you lived in, like, the ghetto of Colorado. How do you have a third floor and a balcony?
I still live in the ghetto of Colorado. Don't underestimate my power. Oh, sorry.
Ghetto of Colorado!
The investigation is taking me too far away. I must return.
Oh, let's go, pick nine.
We still haven't gotten to the one-up.
No, I tried. I tried really hard. And
yeah, that's what
so
she
far
said.
Hurry, quickly.
Yeah.
In terms of like buying stuff, I got that green Dino Charge Megazord thing.
Hurry up!
And
hurry up, motherfucking
the
game! Hurry
Charge
up!
Megazord in the
give
mail.
Give me the goddamn
from Amazon
badge so I can save. Jesus Christ!
You can do it, Kevin. I believe in you.
Take the insect badge. Just give me the fucking badge. Just Jesus Christ! I'm on borrowed time.
I got that Morphin Pop T-Rex. That's exciting. He is really cool, though. He's my brother.
Give me the TM.
Basically
the
a Dino Charge Candroid.
Motherfucker!
Yeah. It's pretty great. Not gonna lie.
I saw it at the store. I almost bought it.
You should. It's great.
Yeah, I want to. Save! Save, 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 save! Go, 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 go,
I'm waiting
go,
for, like, a
go
victory noise
go
or something.
Go, go, go! Where's that from? Tokyo. There you go.
Yay!
Yay! Victory. That was intense.
You have no idea.
I don't know how I can handle myself after that.
God. Oh, God.
Barnes & Noble is a bunch of little bitches.
Go on.
I will just say that. I you know the story. It's not...
I know, but I want to hear it. I know it from text. I want to actually hear you
okay,
tell
okay,
the story.
Well, here's the thing. Like...
I like Viz, when you tell stories.
Viz was having a sale on their manga, and it's like, all manga, buy two, get the third free. So I'm like, oh, that's great. I know a new volume of Yo-Kai Watch came out, and the Heart Gold and Soul Silver part of Pokemon Adventures is only two issues. So I'm like, well, I can get those, and there's my three. And so
Brian's really
to,
behind on Pokemon.
I went to... Oh, God, I am. You don't even want to know. And so I went to... to my Barnes & Noble, and they didn't have...
Like, you own a Barnes & Noble?
Yes, it's mine. It's mine. No one else's. But I don't stock it. So I went there and they didn't have what I wanted. Problem.
Brian always forgets to order.
So I had to go to a different one. And so I went to the kids section, like, kind of creepily, because, well, you're in the kids section.
I hate that so much.
I hate this part so much. And so I'm looking through the young readers books, because that's where they put them. And, like, I'm sitting here going, like, this manga isn't any, like, more or less kid-friendly than some of the ones that are, like, in the actual manga section. Like, the manga adaptation of Big Hero 6 or something. I'm like, come on, guys.
Like, you know, I can get away with it usually a lot better than you can because I have Kaylee.
But yeah, I got still, nothing.
Like, it
I
still
just got
feels
my
really
fat
creepy.
Ass and a big coat. That's all I got.
Oh, he looks like he's like a frequent masturbator, and he's going to, like, flash the kids and start stroking his penis in the middle of the store.
Hey, kids, want to see this? Whips out Figure of the Flash. This is Barry Allen. He's the fastest man alive.
Kaylee will tell you that. But, like, well, I mean, like, she's not always
creepy the way you said it.
She's not always me. So, like, sometimes, most of the time, I am still by myself in the middle of the kids section. Like, it's so weird.
It's the worst. Thankfully, there's, like, hardly anyone ever there when I go.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a plus. But I, after, like, pacing down, like, both. Like, there was, like, three sections of young readers or something at this Barnes & Noble, and I finally found everything. So I'm like, okay, great. So I walked around, and I looked at all the stuff. I'm like, oh, look, Doctor Who Legos. Oh, look, Nexonite Legos. Oh, cool, I don't need Legos. I really want Legos, but I don't need Legos.
Oh, yeah,
so I'm looking at all this shit, and I'm like, oh, look, I'm looking at all these fucking toys in the middle of a Barnes & Noble. But anyhow, so I go up to the counter, and they ring up normally, and I'm like, this should be buy two, get the third free. Like, well, it's not ringing up like that. The only sale I find is buy one, get one for $7.99. I'm like, well, that is not a good deal. There's a sign right
these
over
books
the
are
manga.
Regularly $7.99. That's not a deal. That's just that the says, retail price.
Buy two, one, you can buy three. Another one. That doesn't sound like a deal.
And so I go over to the sign, I take a picture, I bring it back. I'm like, here's the sign right here. And
I was taking the sign. Fuck that. Like,
someone else at the counter was helping me because the lady that I was with was helping someone else now.
Well, dick, apparently.
And I'm like, these are supposed to be buy two, get the third free. There's a sign right here on my phone. Look at it. And she said, well, that's what it says. And the lady that was helping me was like, and they are technically manga, even though they're in the juvenile section. It's still manga. And so they had to call the supervisor. And he was like, well, it's not in the manga section, so it's not classified as manga. And I said, no, that doesn't matter. Manga is manga. Don't be all, like, racist up in here. Because, like, even though it's a juvenile manga, it's still manga. And they're like, well,
did you use the word racist? Because that probably would have got them just to stop what they were doing right then.
No,
don't call me racist. You just have whatever you want for free.
And they're like, well, we don't set the sale. The company that sends us all of the books, the distributor makes the sale. So there's nothing we can do about it. But we'll let it through this one time. But just know for the future that it doesn't work on the manga in the juvenile section. I said, well, you should attach a little sticky note to that to clarify because this isn't right. And so the lady at the counter was like, oh, I'm sorry for everything. I said, oh, it's not your fault. You got me what I wanted. I don't care. Have a good day. Oh, but that was a bunch of bullshit. So that's my stupid retail story of the week. I have been having a lot of dreams about zombie apocalypses lately.
Are you watching More Walking Dead?
To the point where it's giving me dreams, yes.
Well, how far are you then?
I have about 4 episodes away from being done with season 5.
Okay, so you're pretty close then.
Yes.
You just have like the first half of this season.
Yes. You're getting close, Ryan. You're getting close.
Dear I'm Lord. Almost there, and then I can move on to a different show.
Like The 100 or New Girl, or both at the same time. The 100 New Girls. Boom. Perfect. Amazing
that
show.
That doesn't sound too bad. But I don't know. So yeah, that's been really fun. It got good, and like it's a lot to digest at one time, because like I just like moved right from season 4 like straight into season 5 in like the same sitting. Like there wasn't a day break or anything. I just like kept going. I was just like going.
Are you at the point where they're in Alexandria now? I think so. Yeah.
They aren't there yet. They're on the way there right now.
Oh, okay. Because like that season, like season 5 started off really good, because that was like right after the cannibals got him. Like Carol fucking owned that shit. Like I remember when you were talking about the beginning season, and I was thinking, holy crap, wait till you see what happens to Carol. Because in the beginning, she's like, please don't hurt me, sir. And then she's like, die, little kid. Look at the flowers, motherfucker. Like, Carol became like the biggest badass on the show.
Carol is literally the greatest. Like, I love it.
Right?
Like, that started off really good, and then, like, it got into this sort of really boring, depressing territory, like, in the middle, where they just kept walking around being sad. And then, like, the Alexandria stuff really got the series to be good again. Like, ever since they've gotten there, the show's been pretty damn good.
Good.
Uh-huh. I agree. I agree with Dawson.
Yeah. I need to find the first part of season 6.
Like, you've probably caught up in time, because it's, like, still February, I think.
I should. I got a little under a month, and I'm totally just going to watch the rest of it probably.
Finally.
Next week,
and then you'll be caught up on the 100 by the time season 5 premieres.
Aren't they only on season 3?
Yes, exactly.
Fuck you. It's probably true, but fuck you anyway.
Up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here.
Yeah. That's all.
I already lost my mind. Playing poop or brownie.
Poop or brownie.
The answer is always poop.
The wonderful new game you can buy at your local Target.
From Aldrin Games.
Good. You probably could buy that game at Target.
Probably.
Seems like the kind of game they would want to promote.
Poop or brownie! Take a bite, only you can decide.
They're going to turn into a TV show hosted by Steve Harvey.
I was just thinking Ryan Seacrest, because he hosts everything.
I think.
And he's going to be out of work soon.
No, but I think
it's more of a Wayne Brady show, I think.
Yeah, but think about it. Steve Harvey, poop or brownie? A card says brownie.
Wayne Brady, not
it.
Steve Harvey.
Wait, nope. 7-9 says poop.
Okay, we're doing a Miss Universe joke.
Yeah, it was funny in this case. Yeah, they're stupid normally, but in this case, it kind of was appropriate and hilarious. And shut the fuck up, motherfucker. Where's my other
That
GF?
Was only like a level 2 funny, I think.
I like Wayne Brady. He's funny.
Does Wayne Brady have to choke a bitch?
He's funny.
White people love Wayne Brady because he makes Bryant Gumbel look like Malcolm X.
What about Macmillan? The Dak Ashton.
No, but
and his daughter Kia Queen. And her boyfriend Roy Harper. The Harper.
Nico Damas. God damn it. Nico Damas talk about him.
The Harper.
I don't have a Harper, but you know what I do have? Meatballs.
The past 30 seconds has just been I'm going Harper.
It's the Harper. I don't have a Harper, but you know what I do have? Meatballs.
You can't record TV with meatballs.
You will try.
You will try, and you will fail.
I have the high ground. With meatballs?
You underestimate my meatballs. They're Swedish! Classic Smosby.
They have blonde hair and blue eyes. Sweet.
It's Dawson's turn whenever he wants to go. We're still talking about the Hoppa and meatballs.
I feel like we've been at this for 20 minutes and have gotten nowhere.
That's just like we're taking this.
Actually, you're 100% correct.
Jesus. This is going to be a fun one.
Yes.
So, I've been on a mouse hunt since whatever the hell day the mouse first appeared. I don't remember.
Thank you. Now Christopher Walken.
No, Nathan Fillion. He's way better. He's the better Nathan, obviously. So I was sitting here on the couch, you know, minding my own business, you know, just doing me. And all of a sudden,
probably are.
I just see this mouse like run across and like stop underneath this other little couch here, and I was like in shock because I could not figure out how it got up on the third floor.
Climbed, you idiot.
Well, yeah, I just don't know how that happened. Anyway, so like I was trying to figure out what to do. I was just kind of like panicked for a second.
A daddy mouse and a mommy mouse.
No. And then so I like jumped up and like I ran to my room and shut the door so I could get dressed and get the fuck out of here. And
did you scream like a girl and jump on a chair?
Not yet.
That's it. Selling the place. I'm out.
That's on the way. That's on the way. But so I was like getting dressed and like the door's closing. Like when I was about to open the door, like my room door, I had like this, for lack of a better word, this vibe. Like I feel like I knew I was going to see it coming down the hallway. And I was right. I opened the door and it's fucking scurrying right down the middle of the fucking hallway. And I just go, ah! And scream at it. Like,
you should have Dean screamed.
And it scared the shit out of it. And it like started running faster and it ran right into the laundry room. And I slammed the door. And then I left, and I didn't come back for like 3 days. But I've set a bunch of traps up, and nothing's happened. And other than those potential mouse poops I just found, there's like no evidence of it being here. And my dad was like, oh, probably just left. I'm like, that doesn't comfort me. That means we have no idea where the fuck it gets in and out, and more could come back. So
he come back with his mouse buddies and attack you.
Exactly. So
they could
form a small militia.
They could form a mouse posse.
They could poop in your mouth while you sleep.
Oh, God, don't even. So, like, now I'm just terrified to sleep. So I'm just, like, you know, going to be sitting up while sleeping, lights on, with, like, my Kylo Ren lightsaber and a broom.
And one of those surgical masks so they can't poop in his mouth while he sleeps.
I finished what Matt started. And I I'm all about animals, but I just really wish this mouse dead. I feel like Eddie Brock in Spider-Man 3. I'm like, can you just do one thing? Kill this mouse. Just kill him. And then I can get the venom suit and kill the mouse. But, yeah, I don't know. So I'm on the hunt for that. That's been my week mainly. I haven't gotten any progress done with catching up on Steven Universe or anything because I've been doing the world's most entertaining, boring activity, and I'm watching a Let's Play of Animal Crossing. So Animal Crossing is, like, the most Fair boring enough. Fun I ever have, and I'm watching a Let's Play of it. So,
oh my god, that sounds horrible.
That's what I've been doing. Mainly that and mouse hunting. So, back to you in the studio.
So, okay. Let's see, since I was last on here, my baby turned a year old. And we had the party. I had to clean up all my toys and pick them up off
the kitchen
table.
I feel like my mouse hunt story was stronger.
And that was fun. We had a bunch of like little kids at my house, and they actually did not touch my toys. It was pretty cool. Like they all just knew, don't touch Kevin's things. It was also pretty funny watching my mother freak out as the baby got cake on herself, being a messy baby and all. And let's see what else happened. I got my new copy of Black 2. The noises you heard a little while ago were me getting my third badge as the little red light on the DS is blinking. And me hurriedly trying to... I didn't think I was going to, like, win. And then Pig Knight just kind of owned Berg at the last second. Like, I didn't think he was strong enough, but apparently he was.
It's going to be a Pig Knight.
And, that's an oldie. So I was trying to hurry up and save before the machine died. But, so that happened. And, let's see. I got my AmiAmi box today with my figure arts Obi-Wan Kenobi and Fire from Wind Spectre. And then also my...
The box was literally on fire. Like,
the box was on fire. I also got my Eevee game case, and I love it, like, a lot.
I know, right?
Like,
it's great.
It is really awesome, and it's like my new best friend. So that happened, and let's see. Did I buy? I don't think I bought anything else noteworthy. My wife rescued a dog today. That was fun. Like, Because I guess she went to the Dunkin' Donuts to get her coffee because she's like, I need a Dunkachino. And I'm like, I'm not giving you money for that. But she ended up using her own money. And I'm over at work just minding my own business. And I get a text message. I just saved a dog. I'm like, how the fuck did you do that? I'm like, it's like, well, she was leaving the Dunkin' Donuts. And I guess, like, the dog was just in the middle of the highway. Like, not the highway, but, like, we call it a highway. It's not really a fucking highway. It's just a busy street. And, this dude almost hit it.
We call that a road, Kevin.
It's shut up. fucking asshole. And, so she, like, stopped and, like, called over to the dog, and the dog just came running over to her and was really nice and everything. Had no, like, identification, no tags, no nothing. So she's, like, she brings it over to the shelter, and they check it out and everything, and then she, I guess, came home and told me about it, and I was expecting her to, like, be like, oh yeah, we have another dog at the house now because I saved this dog. But then, because me being me, I'm just sitting there, and all I can picture is, like, this sad-looking dog in a little kennel at the shelter, alone and scared. So we ended up, like, discussing it. I'm like, go get the fucking dog. So
I helped.
Brian did help because I was trying to ask Brian what to do. I finally just asked my mother. I'm like, I was just going to tell her. I'm like, you know what? She saved the dog, and we kind of want to get the dog. I'm like, if I get another animal, my parents are going to kill us. Like, you can't afford that, and you don't have a space for that. And I'm like, yeah, but it's adorable. And
ended up with two cats.
We're not exactly sure what it is because
it's a dog, Kevin.
Like, what kind of dog, idiot? Because the shelter put on a thing that she's a fox terrier, but I looked those up and they don't look like her at all. Like, a little bit, but not quite. Like, she might be some kind of a mixed breed terrier.
Mix.
My sister's boyfriend said a Norfolk terrier. But I think there was one other one that we looked at that we think she might be that or part that. So she's probably either some kind of, I don't know, something weird. But she's adorable. She's very friendly. I went and met the dog. And because they told us that we actually can't take her home right now, we have to wait 5 days to see if somebody claims her. Somehow, we're on Wednesday, and 5 days doesn't occur until Tuesday. But
someone should tell them that's 6 days. But
yeah, I don't get how numbers work. I guess Sundays don't count. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But we have to wait till Tuesday to get her. So if nobody claims her by Tuesday, then we get to get her, which is fine. And they said she looks like she's fixed, but if not, they'll fix her. And then she'll have tags and everything else. And we had to come up with a name. We just named her Coco. She's like, she saw that they wrote she was tan and brown or tan and black or something like that. So she thought of Coco. She's like, she asked me what's the name. I'm like, I don't name things. That's not my job. That's not my department. So I'm not good at that. So hopefully we brought Kaylee over there. Kaylee's like, I want another dog. I want the doggy. She came out, she sat in the car, and she's like, I'm going to be sad if someone else takes the dog. I'm like, I'm very sorry. Hopefully we can get the dog. I'm like, you know, she's friendly and adorable. And I looked them up, and they're all good with kids and other pets. Because I'm like, you know, that's really all I need is a dog to be good with two children and two dogs and a cat. Because we don't have enough people and living things in this house when you're just adding more to it. Because I'm a sucker, and like, if she would have said I found a child on the side of the road, I brought it to the shelter, I'd be like, all right, cool. Like, just you leave it there, it'll be fine. Somebody will come take it. But all I can think is, what if the poor dog doesn't get a home? He's just going to sit in the shelter and be sad and alone. And, like, it's different. It's a dog. It's not a person. People I couldn't give a shit about. But this dog, well, like, I want to hold. Like, I've been right now, like, I'm sitting here worried about the dog because she was shaking and sad. Like, she looked at you with this really sad look when we saw her. I'm like, aw, I want to take you home. So, yeah, I have a problem. It's why I don't normally go to places like that because I would just be like, oh, I'll take them all. Just give them all. Just yeah, box them up and send them home.
That's why cats not allowed pet stores.
Right? Because I'll just go just box them all up and send them over. I'll give you my address. We want the whole thing. Just give me the whole thing.
We want the whole store. All of it.
So, and then that's funny because she'd been asking me, like, hey, can we get a third dog? I'm like, no, we have two. You cannot have another animals until one of these goes. But my other two dogs are in perfect health. We do have to, apparently we have to, like, get London fixed, the older dog, because they never got her fixed. And according to the Jefferson Parish Animal Shelter, they won't let us adopt a dog without all of our animals being fixed. So, like, I'm like, why? I don't understand why that matters, but apparently that matters for some reason. Even though, like, all of our animals are girls. Like, our two dogs are girls, the cat's a girl, this dog is a girl. They all have to be fixed, I guess. I don't know. Like, there's some kind of weird thing that could happen. I don't understand, but... Because last time I checked, it can't work that way with two girls, but...
Last you checked.
Last I checked, unless there's some kind of medical development that lets two female dogs have a baby, I don't understand why we have to do that, but whatever. I mean, granted, it keeps, like, from all of a sudden, every few months, having, like, blood spots on my carpet, but...
The future is now, thanks to science.
The future is now, thanks to science! Thanks, Clement.
Thanks, asswipe.
Right? So, I don't think anything else happened. Even I feel like it did, but it didn't. So, my baby ate a hot dog today for the first time and just scarfed that shit down. That was fun to watch.
That's great.
She kept shoving it in her mouth. I'm like, dude, you're a baby. Like, you need to calm the fuck down. No one's taking that shit from you. She didn't listen. She's one. She's just rebellious. She yells at you. Fucking hits you. That's my kid. She gets angry. So, nudes?
All right. Yeah.
Are there nudes?
Stuff happened this week.
I feel like Brian doesn't know what happened and is hurriedly trying to search for it.
I may be doing that, yes. I may not be doing
If he talks that, slow so. Enough, he distracts us. His distraction game's pretty on point. It's like, they're never even going to notice.
George confirmed for the world that Mr. Navarro is the Aqua Ranger. That happened today.
And the Silver Ranger is someone else. He's something else.
I like it. So Alan is Necro. Silver is Stephen Amell confirmed.
Everyone knows that. But Alan's Necrom.
That's just weird. I don't know how that works. Like,
he puts the driver thingy on and he's like, Henshin, and then he becomes Necrom.
Like, that's not even surprising.
Although Toku pages will put that on the front page and everyone's like, oh, news, lol. And then there's like one minor Dino Charge thing. They're like, spoiler, kill him! It's like they don't care at all when they post like major plot points of Sentai and Rider on the front page, but like one tiny Power Rangers thing, like casting news, and it's like the Pawnee Town riots. Oh, fandom.
I actually, like, I don't mind that it's Aaron. I kind of like that we're not getting any new actors, though. Like it's, that's kind of nice, so we don't have to try and get used to somebody new. We're just adjusting somebody's story. Like, you know, because normally they're like, oh, we gotta, they get another actor, and then we gotta see how they get introduced to the group and how they interact with everybody, but it's Aaron, so he's already a thing. So, we just have to give him the ability to transform into Necrom with his eyedropper.
And I'm interested in seeing, like, how Clear his story's gonna play out, whether he's gonna end up becoming good or if he's going to be staying with the Gamma, or if he's just kind of going to be this mysterious third party. I guess it depends.
He's going to keep getting brainwashed.
Like, I kind of I like the third party idea.
He's going to be from the Green Party. He's going to be the Ralph Nader of writers, let's be honest. Does that dude still run?
I think he did last time. I think he was still running because he's like Forrest Gump. He can't stop running.
Run, Nader, run!
I don't remember what I was going to say now. This goddamn, all I can think about is Ralph Nader. Son of a bitch.
Got sidetracked by Ralph Nader. Only on RR, folks.
We might be one of the only podcasts that ever mentioned Ralph Nader.
We could
Ralph
go
Nader.
From ghost to Ralph Nader. In one
this
sentence.
Podcast today is like, we're in like rare form. I think it's the mouse. Like, it's poisoning me.
It was the brownies and poop. That's what set it all off.
Like, what if it crawls in my sleeping bag when I'm trying to sleep in the middle of the night?
Oh, what I was going to say is that, like, I actually don't...
Fine, no one comfort me!
You're sleeping in a sleeping bag?
Yeah, I respect my life choices.
whatever works for you, bro.
It helps him hide from the mouse.
At least get a futon or something.
It helps
a futon. It's over there in the corner.
It helps him hide from the mouse so it doesn't poop in his mouth while he closes his eyes.
God, I'm terrified now.
Every time he closes... It's the thing, Dawson. Every time you close your eyes, a mouse poops in someone's mouth.
Well, as long as it's not my mouth, who gives a shit?
It could be the mouse. It could be your mouth one day.
I need to get my 3 hours of sleep. This is a nightmare.
It's how he gets all his TV shows watched, only 3 hours of sleep. I actually don't really like the idea of Aaron becoming good, because I'm kind of just tired of that. Like, I'm tired of it just being like, oh... Person was bad guy. Now person good guy. Person become writer.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean,
I feel like we just did it with Chaser.
Right. It would be nice to see a character that's just kind of doing its own thing for the course of the show. Like this... as much as I'm okay with seeing like a villain writer, I think it'd be more interesting to have a character that just isn't on any side. And just does what benefits himself.
And well, like, because if you look at it, right, what do we have?
Oh, shit. The fucking remote fell on my leg. Shit. That's what happens when you're just fucking constantly tense.
Oh, God.
Classic me. Just die, miserable mouse.
Oh, God.
Stuart Little.
Look, the mouse had Parkinson's. Don't make fun of him.
I don't care if he has parsnips.
God damn it. Where was Drive? Drive had like the main writer, and then the secondary writer shows up, and he's kind of an asshole. And then the third writer was a bad guy who became a good guy and became a writer. And then I really so we just be copying that format, because in came Ghost and then Spectre showed up and he was an asshole. Mm-hmm. So if we just do this all over again, oh, look, bad guy becomes good guy becomes writer, I'm gonna be actually kind of mad. Like, and kind of expecting them to do the same thing again next year if they do that, because now you're making a pattern and I don't like it. Like, I don't want patterns like that in writer. I want it to be different. Like. You know, I know you're going to give me a second writer, but don't make the fucking second writer exactly like last year's second writer.
Well, he's not. Mach was obnoxious. He was like, meh!
No, but I mean, like...
just like, I have a haircut.
In general, like, if you give me a third writer this year, don't make... and then you give me one next year, don't make them the same fucking thing. Like, they're not going to be exactly the same, because then it'd be too obvious. But don't make the general concept of the story the exact same. Like... I don't know. They get afraid to do different things. Like, guy did everything fucking different. It was fucking amazing. I live every day missing Gaim.
You and me both.
I live every day in fear of the mouse.
Good God.
Just call Christopher Walken and he can get rid of the mouse. He'll probably destroy the house too, but that's okay, because the mouse will be gone.
I need to watch Mouse Hunt. Bone up.
Anyway. Bone up that mouse.
Speaking of boning up, there's a new Dino Charge trailer.
Yeah.
and
it had stuff in it.
It had stuff, and it had things, and it had thingamajigs, and it had Heckle and Snide, and people were like, I love the idiots that are seeing the Zeltrak suit for the first time.
Oh my god, like, I love it.
And they're like, confirmed crossover! I'm like, confirmed, fucking idiot that needs to be punched immediately.
The people that they don't say that, but they just go, you know, he looks kind of like the henchman from the guy in Dino Thunder.
That's even worse.
Like, wait, no, I just, I'm not sure. Like, to me, it's hilarious. Like, like, yeah, of course he does. That's the whole point. The suit is that guy. Just upgrade.
What else was in it? There's some more Super Drive stuff.
Heckle's getting in the base.
And that's how stuff. I want American Star Ninja to sound, too. I want to do things like upgrade. Like, he just randomly talks like that on purpose.
He's going to be just a total weeaboo annoying person that calls everything kawaii and stuff like that. It's going to be the worst.
Kawaii.
Oh my god, I hate that so much.
Like he refers to the Yellow Ranger as the Yarrow Ranger. Like, like he just totally just fucks it up. And then, like, of course, then everybody just be like, this show is racist.
And, like, there's a scene where...
teaching kids to hate Japanese people.
Snickle? Snickle? That's what I'm going to call him for now. Snickle.
Snickle.
Snickle Fritz is holding, Snickers. Like, an Energem. And, like, it could be Coda's, but it could be Navy's, too. I don't know how Navy's is going to work.
Yeah, I don't really know either.
I like the idea of him being Navy, though, or whatever it's called in here.
Talent Ranger.
Yeah, I forgot what the Japanese one's called too. Besides Navy,
Death it's Ranger. Like,
there we go. I was gonna call it Deathmonger for a second. I don't know why.
Gonna call it Warmonger, and then it was gonna, you know, be Jeff Bridges just bald with a beard.
Like just because he's like the only other human on there, and I kind of like him. So, and he would do good as an evil ranger. Like, so I wouldn't mind that if he is Talon. I'm just really curious how they're going to work in Talon. Like, whether if what he's holding is the Talon Energem, or whether Talons will have an Energem. I mean, we know it has a charger because of the Morpher.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether it's, like, artificial, or there's, like, a lost Energem. Or, a dropped Energem.
Like a prototype Energem, maybe, because it's 00, like the charger.
Like, it would have been cool if there was some sort of storyline about somebody showing up from space that just had, like, an Energem that existed outside of them. But, like, then it wouldn't make sense for it to have the dinosaur powers because, you know, that's what happened to them on Earth.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, I'm curious about how they do that. Maybe they won't even explain it. That's how Dino Charge rolls sometimes.
Well, why'd I go from black to green?
Because.
There's a simple explanation for that.
Fade to black.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, there's apparently going to be, like, more information. Thanks, Pidgey. More information given about, like, when Kendall and everyone... thanks, Jar Jar. When Kendall and everyone formed the team, which I'm looking forward to seeing.
That'll be really good. Like, I want them to do a lot more of that, like... especially with Kendall. Kendall needs it really, really bad.
Like, I don't remember...
Oh, Kendall does need it bad. You know, that's really right. Bad.
She needs LASIK, you know? No, I'm just kidding.
I'll give it to her.
LASIK?
Yes, I will use the force.
I'm thinking of a terrible joke about a LASIK facial right now, but I'm tabling it. Okay. I don't remember if I mentioned it when we talked about, like, her episode of Getting Purple, but I remember thinking...
Oh, that's right.
That it would have been really cool, like, to have it be a two-parter and, like, intermingle her becoming a ranger with flashbacks of how she hooked up with Keeper. Wow.
Whoa.
That made it worse.
Whoa.
Like, Talon's actually Keeper and Kendall's secret son that ages as fast as Thrax.
Once you go alien, you never go back.
Oh, God. But you know what I mean. Like, I thought that would have been a really cool opportunity to do that. But that's, like, a really good, like, part of the show. I would like to see how Kendall, like, found Keeper or how he found her, vice versa, and Coda and all that stuff. And, you know, Chase just popped a squiz or whatever he did, and I don't really need any more explanation about that. he was just like, good day, mate, and then he became a ranger. I think we already got it. That fortune teller lady was like, ah, Master Roshi's sister, and then it happened. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Why do you people let me just keep going? What if the mouse gets it's you?
I like to see where it goes.
I don't know.
Because if the mouse gets you, it'll be our first live death on the podcast.
That's how I want to go.
That could be a marketing ploy. Like, come listen to the RR's first live death. One of the hosts will not make it alive to the end of the show.
I watched the movie Unfriended a few days ago, and it was like simultaneously scary, stupid, and like unsettling.
And like
3 stars. It was about like an internet harassment ghost, and they all died on a Skype call. So that's what made me think of it.
Like Dawson dies, and I fall asleep, and the entire last hour of the podcast is just Brian talking to himself.
I thought it would just be Brian eating popcorn. But now I'm just picturing Brian creepily eating popcorn over my dead corpse and Kevin sleeping. Like, I'm getting this weird mental picture of me dead. Kevin somehow fell asleep on top of me, and Brian just eating popcorn, dropping crumbs on top of us. I'm in a weird place tonight, guys. I think it's the mouse fumes from the poop.
The mouse fumes.
I don't know how science works.
We know. I can't science. Guess. You know who can science? Clement.
Clementine.
Thanks
to science.
I'm looking forward to what happens. I mean, the trailer wasn't like super hype or anything, but there's a lot of cool things in it. So looking forward to seeing what happens.
The idea of Heckle and Snide being like, instead of it's a good guy that's a bad guy, it's like two bad guys sharing a body.
It's like two different bad guys.
Yeah.
It's like Anton Mercer and Mezagog, except one's not evil.
That's like Smitty.
It's nothing like that.
Well, there's two different distinct personalities.
Entertainment 7.
Okay, and Bill Hader, and then they both voice BB-8.
Money, please! Star Wars Episode 8 is going to have a smaller female BB-7 that's going to be John Ralphio's sister.
Racist. That's sexist.
There won't be any toys of it.
there's going to be one toy voice activated that just says, "Why didn't you tell me Diddy was on Instagram, you jagweeds?" And it just uses that voice. And then Episode 9, the largest one, is the Fonzie, their dad, BB-9. I forget what his first name was. I just call him Mr. Saperstein. He's just like, hey, or whatever. I don't know what Fonzie said. Classic happy days.
What else is there? There was some figure arts and stuff. Happened.
Yeah, but I forgot what figure. So
they're gonna renew the Rising Kuga Ultimate.
Yeah, Rising Kuga.
Rising isn't even it. Don't listen to me.
What am I fucking saying?
Wait, I missed this. Ultimate, where was this at?
Kuga Ultimate is going up on Premium Band. In fact, it's up already. On Premium Bandai.
How did I miss all of this? Jesus.
Let's see. What else?
I'm gonna put my finger.
N Dagobah Zeba is coming out with a new one.
What? Muta Muta Babada is getting a renewal.
Yes, Muta Muta Babada.
Damn, that's an old one. That's old school.
Along with him is a renewal of Kuga Rising Mighty.
What about Amazing Mighty?
Not yet.
Oh.
Amazing Mighty, I might actually have been tempted to get, but
I'm tempted to get Mivita Mivita Babado just for the joke. Just like I have to buy D3 Mild just because of how much I wouldn't shut the fuck up about it.
Fair
Where
enough.
Are you, D3 Mild?
Look, here I see it now. Shinkocho Seho Ultimate Kuga. Rising Ultimate Kuba. Look at it. That's really pretty. He's kind of giving me an erection right now. Would anyone like to see it?
Like, I know it's an overplayed bit, but I find
if anyone listening would like to see that erection, please press 1 now. Thank you for voting.
That was 2.
Oh.
But we're, like, lapping figure arts and redoing them before we get to just Kiva. Like, just normal Kiva.
You know, didn't we talk about that happening at one point?
Probably.
Like that we would be lapping figure arts before we got two certain characters, and then here we are lapping figure arts before Kiva fucking comes out.
Like, it's so funny just because even if they take forever to do other Kiva stuff like the forms and Saga or whatever, like, we just need regular Kiva, and it's so easy because they just did Hibiki for the first time in, like, forever for the renewal line, and it would be so easy just to give us Kiva, and I'd love to get all those other figures, but as long as we could just get a regular Kiva, I'm willing to wait for the other ones, but it's like, come on, that's, like, ridiculous at this point.
I mean, come on.
You can't even do... You can't even do, like, a regular display of all the main writers because you just have Emperor.
But watch us
get a renewal version of Emperor.
Probably.
And then, like,
Shinkocho Seiho, Kamen Rider Kiva Emperor form.
I mean, I'd still buy it, but I'd...
You just hear the fandom collectively go, God damn it! Fucking God damn it, Bandai!
Ghost Bike is coming out in June.
How did I miss all of these things?
Anyone gives a shit about that?
Not really.
SIC Gaim's coming out in June.
I have to mark all these things now on the list, and how did I miss that? Yeah, no, he's not an exclusive.
I'm sure there will be some, but...
Oh, yeah, obviously. He's got 50 writers and forms and... Brian, where are all these things happening at?
I was just
IGN.
I'm on Tamashii.
Some of our magazine scans, bro.
Oh well, fuck you, okay? Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Okay.
That's why we're an explicit podcast. Well, please, a podcast. I don't know. I'll slip in this accent. I'm rolling with it.
Podcast.
That's what they think. It's a podcast.
Ah, you fucking...
Parker.
You are a fucking twat rocket.
Ugh.
Twat rocket.
Oh god, it's like Hot Pockets, but with... Oh god. Like, I'm just picturing a late night commercial for like a fleshlight called the twat rocket.
That's right.
Nailed it. I don't know.
It's just anyway. Like the Hot Pockets burn the roof of your mouth. I think you know where I'm going with this. I don't think I need to elaborate.
Anywho, I think that's it for the news.
I'm watching an Optimus Primal cake. Optimus Prime cake transform.
Oh yeah, that's.
There's a transforming cake.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna touch Jossum inappropriately. Super Hero Time! Ninja! Robin Rider Roast!
Still. No. What's happening with that?
It's in my butt.
I'm still not sure. Like, about anything that's going on in my life.
I'm not.
It's in your butt.
Speaking of not knowing what's going on in my life, Ninja.
It's in your butt.
As Brian said before we started, which I totally agree with, like, if I was invested in this show, this would be so much more awesome. But I can't think of a time, with the exception of stuff like G-Ranger and Mega Ranger, where I was, like, binge-watching them, for lack of a better word. That I felt this detached and like had so little investment. I think it's the first time that I like currently running, watching live Sentai series, I felt this detached. Like, we talked about it before, but even with Tokyo Drift, I felt invested, but it's like this, it wasn't a bad episode. It's just like, I don't care about what's happening. And it's crazy how generic what's happening is. Like, even without a attachment for a ninja, like, everything going on with the villains is so unremarkable. Like,
yep.
It's just like we talked about how little presence they had, then it's just like, oh no, the big guy's back, and it's like, oh fuck.
It's like, oh, I'm here.
Exactly. And
finally.
It's like,
yes, you are indeed my son.
And like, the plan was they had to kill the other son and make her be in despair to bring him back, and it's just like, Bored now. And like it just
it was
I don't
a very
feel...
elaborate plan to get him back.
And he just doesn't seem to care about his other son at all. Like, well, whatever, I got this cat face dude. And like,
yeah, fuck that guy.
I got OG son, it's K.
And the original recipe. And
I like how like he's a son with a concubine, and then she's all pissed off about it. Like, you can see
I put it in Chimmy Skywalker, and then it happened. And then it got reincarnated. Boom. Star Wars happened.
Oh no.
Anyway. But I forgot what I was saying. About it being unremarkable and boring. And like, I still don't, I mean, they're definitely, the stakes are getting are higher now, but I still don't feel it. If
that they brought back Brian's husband from the dead.
Yeah.
I love how just casual it was. It's like, I'm back. Okay. Like,
rise again, Gabi Rizo throws thing in the air. Rah, I'm back. Great.
Like,
cool.
And then did they kill Alex Trebek, or
I think he's dead for realsies this time.
Like, it's like how it turns out, like, he's just like a little tiny guy. He's the thing from Men in Black. He's just a little tiny guy in a big suit.
Who's spreading the rumor? There's a little person inside of me working me with controls. Like, I mentioned this on Twitter, but it would have been so much funnier if when he tried to grow to ultimate size, he just became normal size. But you gotta get in that NECA
like,
fight.
I thought that was gonna be the bit, and I was gonna laugh. I'm like, that would be actually really neat. And then that it didn't. He just kept growing. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And then they get the Otomon in and just stomp him.
Like, it would have been so funny, but they have to get that mecha fight in. Gotta sell those last minute toys. And so that was kind of disappointing that that didn't happen. I like how the whole episode was about everyone's memories getting erased of Tagaharu, and I did not see the bad there. I would be like, can I do that? Like, where do I sign up? Is there a wait list? Is this covered under my medical insurance? Like, how does this work?
Is there like a refund policy if I somehow do remember him after this happens?
Is there a payment plan? Like, just, I had so many questions about how I could make this happen. I did like, though, how
naked
not how
they
remembered him again. No, but like how they were able to do the job by themselves. Like, it wasn't one of those cliche,
we need Red
him.
Ranger to come in.
Yeah, and then like he comes in and then they won. Like, they won without him just fine, even though they were putting a lot of importance on how important he was to them. But I at least liked that.
And then what was awful is that we find out that in order to in order to become Last Ninja, you have to actually kill the current Last Ninja and take his mentality.
It's a lot different rules than the wizard competition on Wizards of Waverly Place, which I realize this is basically what it is, but far less entertaining. They don't even have an Uncle Calvo.
Like, in order, and that's what he had to do to become Last Ninja, is kill his dad and take his mentality, and like, oh, well, you can't kill me, then you can't become Last Ninja. Like, well, that just seems rather unnecessary.
Isn't Last Ninja, like, are they the only ones that can do the ceiling shuriken? Isn't that basically Shinkenger?
Yeah.
I was trying to avoid mentioning that it's basically Shinkenger, but yeah.
Because I was just thinking, like, with Shinkenger, it was all about, like, oh, Red Ranger. He's the only one that could do that.
It was all about Lauren, and then we didn't get a figure of her or a morphing sequence, and then...
But I got to touch her, so it was fine.
Oh, I got to touch her, too, and it was really nice.
But that
didn't sound creepy at all.
I was thinking, it would be neat if Ninja did this whole... Like, in the whole series, they've been like, oh, the Last Ninja, we gotta become Last Ninja to win. Like, if they, like, flipped it around and said, you know what, fuck this Last Ninja thing... And then just beat him without it. Like, that would be cool for any type of series that does a plot like this, where instead of, oh, this one person has to become the Last Ninja. Well, that would be nice. Like, just instead of, oh, we got to get the Last Ninja to seal it away. Why don't we just all six of them kill him and not seal him away? let's do that plan.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing, is they're just going to kill him because we're not going to kill Grandpa.
Well, so they should. I mean, I was secretly hoping that Grandpa and Takakaru were going to slice each other's throats at the same time, and we would just be done with it, and then we, like, have champagne. But
I don't want champagne.
Well, then sparkling cider for you.
Well, can I just have Coke?
Sure. It's your party.
You weren't at the wedding, and we had to. That was an ordeal.
That's right. It wasn't champagne. Neither one of us had champagne.
But
you forced me to. What the fuck?
I would have had the champagne. I like champagne.
Yeah, that was champagne in our glasses.
Wow. We got to choose, so I don't know what the fuck she had, but I know I had Sprite.
Mine wasn't Sprite.
Well, fuck you.
Apparently.
The bottom line is, Kevin had a beverage situation at his wedding, and that's what Ninja's really about. The story of the beverages at Kevin's wedding sounds wetty. I'm out.
You wouldn't know because you weren't there, because you were being a jerk, according to Kaylee.
I stand by that decision.
Well, now how will you have a tea party with Kaylee?
I won't, and I will love not having a tea party.
Brian loves having tea parties with Kaylee. Don't
like
you,
as soon as I heard about that, I was like, I made the right choice. Like, I saw the pictures on Twitter, I'm like, wow, good job past me, and then I high-fived me through the space-time continuum. Anyway, anyone have anything else to say about Ninja?
I really want it to be over.
Next week we get to see the dad and the grandpa transform into
different sashes of Akaninjas.
Whoopee.
You know, it's disappointing. I hate to continually write on a ninja because it seems so repetitive, but this is the third ninja show. And then a couple years ago we did the third dino show, but they managed to make all the dino shows pretty distinct from each other. And Kyuriger especially I think was important because it was the third one. And I'm so disappointed in how, like, I know we talk about how terrible Ninja is, but how unremarkable it was, considering they managed to make all three Dino series as terrible as G-Ranger was, so distinct from each other. Mm-hmm. And Cockeranger and Hurricaneger most definitely had distinct feels from each other, and especially with how unique all the designs around a Ninja were, it's just disappointing how, regardless of the terrible obnoxiousness, but how paint by the numbers the plot and everything was, like, it's really disappointing because they managed to pull it off with Dinos doing a third unique series, and it would have been nice to see. I was just thinking about that during this.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get what they're going for the most part, but it's just everything's executed so tame. Like, there's the twists in this show are kind of just like slightly turning a cap or something. Like, it's not a full twist. It's like a small shimmy or something.
I mean, Toku is filled with a lot of predictable plot points, but this just feels so generic. Like, it feels like a really basic plot in terms of things. Like, there's not really much new, and it's not like with Tokuger, when I really disliked the show and they weren't doing things well, I would still see, oh, if this was done really cool, that's a cool idea. But there's very few moments like that in Ninja, and it's just kind of, I think I'm mainly latching onto that disappointment because of how much I really do like the suits.
Right.
And, like, that's why I really hope that whatever we do is awesome. But it's just kind of disappointing. All around disappointment.
Yes.
Me too.
In conclusion, I would have had champagne because I liked it. I mean, I like champagne.
I kissed a girl because I liked it.
Thanks.
I assume that's why you got married.
I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it.
I don't. It's okay.
It felt so right. Don't
Classic
mean
us.
I'm in love tonight.
I feel safer talking to people when the mouse is here, because I feel like I'm guarded.
Like the mouse is guarding you?
No, like the people are... Alright, Ghost. Ghost is going to guard me. He's going to catch them all because he's Takaru Fanta.
You're an idiot.
Well, yes. So yeah, Ghost. So it did work out kind of that we had to skip last week because it was like a two-parter, and I actually really dug this two-parter.
Yeah, I did too because it was Ghost and it was awesome.
And again,
I wouldn't go that far.
Referring to something Brian said before the show, I dig what they did with the possessing of Ryoma, and like he mm-hmm. said that it's what the show should have been like all along, and that's really what would have been cool. I don't know if they're going to do this for all of the forms now, but in terms of like the way they got each form, it would have been really cool for each of them to have like a possessed personality, and have like I really liked the debut of Ryoma Damashi because it felt so earned, like there was a build up for it, and I really would have loved that for all the other ones. Because it would have made them feel more monumental. And I like the idea of giving each of these little like icons and old spirits a personality that very much so reminded me of Deno, which even after the earning of the form could add like a fun little element to it and have these different characters that could pop in and out of people every now and then. Like, obviously it's a lot of people to keep track of, but it's still, I think it would have added something to the show that would have been pretty cool. And so I really dug that because it was like the first time since almost ever that a form really felt earned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I like that it's different than what they were doing before. I mean, like, you know, with the other ones, you had like find people and then they had to have an item of that person. And then like Goemon, they just kind of stumbled across because of just the situation around it at the time. But here... he had to actually talk to Ryoma and interact with Ryoma and you know, earn the right to use the icon's power, you know, use his power. And so that was just really neat that, and I guess I don't know if next time he's going to talk to Musashi again or something. I couldn't really understand what the preview was showing me, but like I like that they're doing that with the icons. I wish they would have done that from the start and shown us that they can talk and whatnot. I don't know if any of the other ones are ever going to talk, but so far it's just Musashi and Ryoma. The other ones are just fucking taking a nap or something. I don't know.
like Dawson said that I was saying. Like if
Inception. Classically,
if it would have been this way from the beginning, I think it would have been really cool because that's kind of what was in my head before the show started. Was that like he was trying to like prove himself or earn the trust of these different historical icons, and it started and then ended up being this weird thing where he was hugging people and had to find people that were just really big fanboys.
Saving people, hugging things. Family business.
And so, like, I don't know. It didn't really work. And then all of a sudden, like, they're like, you know what? It would have been really cool if we would have had him interact with these people. And it's like, oh, genius, let's do that. And so they did it for the last one they could possibly do, unless they somehow work in...
more icons.
Himiko, I guess they could do, I suppose. But Grimm and Sanzo in possession of the Gamma, so I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean...
what they're going to do with that, but...
they're going to be used by Necrom, is kind of the way it looks, so I don't know how that's working at all.
Yeah.
But they, yeah, they've been shown as Necrom icons.
Well, and you know the whole Damashi having personalities kind of leans it more towards that Yokai Watch tone because you know all the Yokai have these personalities and stuff, and like that would have been kind of a neat thing. Like mm-hmm. it just would have made it cooler in general. Like I said, it reminded me of Deno, which that's something I really liked about Deno. Which was just kind of funny to see the Imogens pop into people every now and then and pop into Ryotaro and stuff like that.
That was part of what made Deno so fantastic, and it's actually what made Takeru Sato so popular, is because he had to essentially play like six different characters.
It was like Japanese Orphan Black with less stakes.
Let's go with that.
Doesn't even have a Felix, though. 0 out of 10. But yeah, I liked the ideas in that, and I like the Ryoma form. Like the red and blue contrast seems super apparent, but in terms of the jacket, I still really like it. Can he use those other forms regular?
Ryoma and Goemon?
Yes, so
supposedly no.
That seems weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, it wouldn't be just because he has the boost. Like, it would seem okay that he just never uses it, but the fact that he couldn't... Because there's nothing special about Ryoma and Goemon. I mean, because they existed before he found it. I don't know, it just seems weird.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah. if that is the case, I would have rather him try to use it before boost and then have it not work for whatever reason. But, like, Houdini's still closed off to...
Houdini!
To Spectre for whatever reason.
I'm not sure about that either. And he's like, it still doesn't work. I'm like, bro, that's just what ghost icons do in real life. Nothing.
Wow, that makes you a dick. I would love... But I would like to see an explanation of that. Like, why is his icon... Like, for what reason... you know, are we not able to see it? I mean, obviously there's the whole toys and you know, that kind of stuff, but like an in-show reason as to why it doesn't work until next week when the toy comes out.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll explain in the next episode, like, Houdini didn't prove himself. Or
this isn't Dino Charge.
I don't get it, but...
he can't use it anyway. Because it's been too far away from something and it's gotten sick.
Oh. You got the sniffles. Like maybe Houdini's body was, you know, salted and burned. I don't know.
Maybe Houdini pulled a Houdini. Magician's code.
Why do we let him on the show, Brian?
I'm sorry.
We let him in the call.
Sometimes.
The gladiator match by forfeiting. Brian was like, battle royale, bitches, and then he went to sleep, and I forfeited, and somehow that meant I won. Based on us. Why did you say it like that? That really freaked me out. Why would you say it like that?
Because I can.
Like, seriously, there's a door right next to me. You just freak me out. Like, why would you do something awful like that?
It's the mouse.
No!
With his little army.
Now I'm just picturing a person with a mouse mask and, like, a cleaver, and I'm, like, freaked out right now. And I don't know why it's wearing a plaid shirt, but it is. It makes it scarier.
It's the mouse with all his buddies, and they just all drank a bottle of X-Lax.
That somehow it takes the terror out of it. I don't know why. But I don't know.
That you're going to find mouse poop all over your room, and then, man, imagine, if they just took X-Lax, then when you go to sleep, they're just going to have, like, diarrhea in your mouth.
Why is it my mouth? I'm going to, like, fucking wire my jaw shut before I go to sleep, just to be safe.
And that's why it's your mouth.
Now I kind of want one of those hospital masks. Like, whenever I see one of those people... like, at my doctor's office, or, like, somebody that's just wearing one, I'm like, oh, fuck, it's patient zero. They must go through that in Japan, like, all the time. Because they get, like, a hangnail, and they're like, oh, fuck, where's my mask?
You don't want to spread germs, Dawson. Hangnails have germs.
Quote of the day. This is still ghost.
But no, actually, the correct answer was Kaylee. Kaylee was at the door.
Oh, that's even, like, scarier than the mouse. That's, like, one step away from a demon being at my door. Paranormal Activity 6.
Yes, Brian, answer your question. You do want that.
What was the question? Oh, is he on Twitter? I'm not up there.
It was 47 minutes ago, but I just...
Oh.
Log and...
Like, his head's really jacked up.
Whose head jacked off?
Ty's.
Ty Kamiya?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a figure at zero.
Oh, of like the new ones?
Yeah.
Hey, where's the dub? I would buy it. I'll still buy it, even if I'll probably never see the series, because I don't think they're going to do a dub. But they could at least have the decency to get on that Dragon Ball dub. Right. You know what would be awesome? If they did the Dragon Ball dub, and then started... Started
after... They still used the little girl scream for Goku? Yes.
After they recapped the movies, and then just after Dragon Ball Super's done, release the recap movie episodes, the last episodes like they did with GT, so I don't have to watch them retread the material I've already watched. That would actually be kind of awesome. So I just realized, like, I'm all like, come on, dub it, I want to watch Dragon Ball, and then they're going to do it, and I'm going to have to sit through all these episodes of them retreading the movies I've already seen.
Oh.
But Ghost was good, I liked it.
Welcome to the Grand Tour, Grand Tour! Kamen Rider Ghost!
Ghost!
Next week is Necrom, niggas.
And Spectre thingy form.
Houdini! Yes.
Back to Ghost's old form of debuting things really quickly. I mean, these, I guess, debuted kind of quickly, but Goemon and Ryoma had at least seemingly a little bit of a... I don't know if a gap, it was like back-to-back, but it felt more spread out because he
felt more real.
Icon before. Well, with Ryoma's story, Goemon was still a, hey, look, I found this. But because he like found it in the previous episode, it just, I don't know, both of them felt a little more spread out. Like, one episode feeling spread out is kind of ridiculous when you think about it.
It feels more real when I'm with Dawson.
Quote of the day. Number two.
That's what the mouse is doing right now.
Like, it looked dried. Like, I want it dead.
Oh, it's all connected.
It needs to go for one of these traps so I can throw it off the balcony. I'm sorry, mouse. R.I.P. future mouse. Anyway. Now it's time for
Ramble, Ramble, Ramble time.
Yeah, it's back. Yeah. For reals. Yeah. Pokemon's still not on, so Ramble time is clearly a sham. Sham wow. Just kidding. Didn't that guy go to jail for cocaine or something? That crazy sham wow guy?
Yeah.
I know Billy, what's his name?
He beat up a hooker too or something.
Like, oh yeah, with a sham wow. He's like, boom! Like, this will dry the blood as I beat you. He actually had the headset on, too. Anyway, so without Pokemon, what is first, then?
You, Kevin.
Yeah.
Turtles.
You want to do Turtles?
I wasn't paying attention. Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
I can't believe you kidnapped Patty. Oh, shit, the other turtle. I'm sorry.
Well, that was last week's episode. I think that was the one I slept through a little bit of it and got kind of confused. And something about they were on a planet and I don't know, things happened.
It wasn't that great. It was okay, but
discussion is on point.
They were. I know they were trying to get the first part of the black hole generator.
Yeah, they failed.
Okay. I'm hoping the Earth blows up because I'm sick of the place.
I thought it was dead already.
I'm at the one I'm sitting on right now.
They're back in time? I've missed a lot.
Anyway, this episode was really good, I think, with all the baby cats and...
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
We were back in time and space and there's baby cats? I need to catch up.
I don't think there were baby cats. They were inside Mikey's brain. Ice Cream Kitty was there. Like, the neutrinos are like these little neutrino-sized, like,
they're
robot
things.
They're nothing
like the old neutrinos.
Yeah, I know. They didn't talk in 80s slang, and they didn't have, like, big hair and drive a flying car. And they were just awful.
Mikey's brain was, like, the equivalent of just all the drugs.
It really was.
All of the drugs ever.
Isn't that just a good explanation for Mikey in general?
Yeah. all the drugs ever.
Pretty much.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot to go from. Like, they were funny and okay, but it wasn't, like, anything huge to discuss or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing that happened. I'm glad it's back on. You know, I can't wait to see some more episodes involving the turtles with on the. Well, I'm trying to get the name of the place, and I can't think of it. I don't know. The turtles in space. They do space things. So I'm so excited.
I've never heard a more in-depth discussion in my life. This tops all the Gaim discussions we ever had in terms of, like, in-depth, like, topical discussion.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
He's excited to see the turtles in space.
There were baby cats, and...
They're gonna go to the place with space and cats.
Speaking of all the drugs, Kevin's head right now.
He's doing this really weird, like, deep, creepy laugh. It's
like little kid Mikey was adorable.
He was really adorable.
He reminded me of little Shuki.
I forgot.
How did you know how I was when I was little?
We looked at those pictures that one time, remember?
Because I met you how you are now, and I figure it can't be too far away.
Because I met you, Kevin traveled back in time and shook 5-year-old Brian's hand. Because
I met you.
I shook 5-year-old Brian's other things.
Oh, God!
Teddy bear's hand? Oh. You and your fucking Subway mind.
Well.
$5 foot long?
That's right. Crazy. But Jared was given to the kids a $5 foot long.
Any.
$5 foot long.
$5 foot long.
Yeah, so do I. Speaking of $5 foot longs, Barry.
My penis.
The Flash.
Is that next? I don't even know now. Like, there's.
Well, there was no Pokemon.
I think so. Week. Yeah.
We covered that already.
I know. Just saying, that was a fading past.
We'll just go with Flash because I think that's
right.
Chronologically next.
That seems right.
I'm chronologically next.
Agent Carter is after Flash, so we'll cover that after Arrow.
Flaro.
And speaking of Legends of Tomorrow, we're just always perpetually going to be a week behind.
Yeah, we can't help it that the show airs on Thursdays. That I can't change that.
It kind of works out because I was looking at the schedule and, like, week's episode is pilot part one and next week is pilot part two. So it's like we're talking about the pilot all at once. That's not going to work out every week, but at least for this week, it'll make sense.
You're stupid.
What? That's a fact.
Well, we're still going to be a week fucking behind. How are we going to talk about the pilot all at once?
That's right. God damn it. I didn't even think about that.
I was just going to let him go with it.
Damn it, Brian. You're supposed to help me.
Yeah, but I really wanted to be able to call him.
If we waited 3 weeks, then it would work out.
If I took my pants off and just, like, used my dick as a helicopter, it would work too, but...
No, it wouldn't. Not as much as my plan. Anyway, the Flash.
You don't know. You've never seen my helicopter penis.
The actual Flash.
So, Peace Bibs is out.
This is not good news. This is the worst news. Felicity's paralyzed. Who the fuck cares? Peace Bivs left.
She's Oracle now. Peace Bivs is out. Barry, he might try to get back him some Iris pussy.
That's not even as good as Peace Bivs pussy.
Yeah, but really once you go black, you never go back.
It's because there's no Peace Bivs to go back to.
Is Candace Patton full black?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I mean,
on the show, she is.
On the show, both of her parents are black. She's got everyone's favorite black dad, and then she's got a black mom bitch.
She's the lesbian,
like,
hair.
She's all like, I got cancer.
Well, at least you don't have a lot of hair to shave off.
Right? Like, feel bad for me, I have cancer. And then,
well, she doesn't.
I'm done.
And then they're like, no, we don't care if you have cancer. Go fucking die.
It's kind of like this time in high school when my friend was wearing a hat. And a teacher came up to him and said, you can't wear hats inside. And she was wearing a hat. And he said, you're wearing a hat. And she said, I have cancer. And he's like, the rule still applies. Boom. Lawyered.
Exactly.
Cancer jammed.
So she's not listening to the cancer rule in school. But yeah, it was really good. There was a turtle there.
He was surprisingly like disturbing. Like he could have been a really campy week of or villain of the week.
Like Dana Carvey.
He's going to be the master of disguise. He's going to be the master of disguise. But like it could have been a really weird campy villain, especially with the name and everything. But his power, I gave Barry like one of the most significant challenges, and like just his general like plot was creepy. Like he preserved his wife and he wanted to do the same thing to Peace Fibs, and it was disturbing. And it kind of worked into the main plot with Wells trying to harness his powers to presumably try to counteract Zoom, which I think is cool. Like, I'm really hoping that he was taking the powers from, or trying to understand the powers from him, not in an effort to, you know, help Zoom take down Barry so he can get his daughter back, but actually one up Zoom, which I think would be nice. Which, that's what it appears to be, because Zoom asked Wells to help him, to help Barry get faster, so I don't think slowing him down with the turtle serum is going to help him. So like, I like the idea that we wouldn't go a more predictable route, and Wells would actually still be trying to be proactive in terms of stopping Zoom.
Right.
So that's a good. But we know it's not a good. Is it Peace Bev's left?
It's saddening.
I'm sure she'll be back.
Oh, I'm sure.
But still, like, I was kind of surprised by how it happened, just because I honestly thought that Barry was at her house like 3 times, and I kept thinking he was going to see that paper and decide not to tell her so that she would leave and be safe, because that just seemed like the cliche thing to do. So I was kind of surprised that, like, he still ultimately decided he was going to tell her, but she was the one that decided to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of different. Oh, shit, there was something that reminded me of what was something. Damn it, Brian Taco, I'm trying to think.
Well, maybe, like, I don't know any, like, behind-the-scenes stuff, so I don't know if she's still on set or what, but I mean, like, theoretically, as long as Zoom knows in some capacity that he's, or she's the one that he cares about, then he could just go find her. I mean, he's the fastest thing there, so.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I was thinking, like, at the beginning, it seems, other than obviously you have to trust somebody to tell them this secret, but the idea of her not being safe, that's the reason he didn't tell her, was dumb. Because of all the people, or a lot of the people he's involved with, she would make the least sense to worry about, because she's a cop on the Metahuman Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she's already in the shit. Like, even if she wasn't involved with Barry, she's putting herself...
those bad dreams.
Exactly. He's like Anakin. Like, what are you doing, man? Are you going to become Darth Barry? Like, what the hell? yeah, like, that just didn't seem to fly, because, like, that plot's been done all over the place with superheroes, with mob, with whatever. Oh, I gotta stay away from her to protect her. But, like, he is, I said he because Kevin was snoring, and I was going to say something about it. But she's, like, always in danger anyway. I feel like this latest kidnapping definitely sent her over the edge of deciding, you know what, I think I'm going to move. You know, I got kidnapped by a psychopath, there's a mouse in my apartment, you know, I'm out. Peace, Biz,
I'm out. I'm going to go do whatever she is, going to school or whatever the fuck she's
going
to
go become a CSI.
Oh, right, right, that.
She wants to be on CSI even though they're being canceled like wildfire.
Even though they're like all being canceled ever.
She can be on Angie Tribeca with Nan Perkins. but yeah, I mean, I doubt we've seen the last of her, but like, I would like to see her around more just because I like her.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't expect her to leave. Like, I thought that if they broke him up, I didn't expect her to leave town. What else is going on around town? Gay Jarek has Newt Gingrich's disease or whatever that disease is that they were doing ice buckets for. I only say that because it rhymes.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
There we go. See,
his name's Jay Gehrig, so...
Boom, see, that's why
it should just be Jay Gehrig's disease, because that's boom. The disease he's got.
That's what it's called in Earth 2.
That's what it's called in Earth 2.
They do the ice bucket challenge for people that have lost the speed force.
Love
together
it.
We can find a cure.
So now they're going to try to find a cure for that. They're just going to collect all the money from the ice buckets.
Because he's actually, like, Captain Cold could really help with that.
Yeah.
But
he can make it nice and nicey.
He's like, actually sick from losing the Speed Force, which it didn't seem to me, unless I wasn't picking up on subtle clues, that was really hinted at before this.
I don't think it was at all. If it was, I didn't pick up on it.
It had to be very subtle, because, like, even in this episode, like, he didn't show any signs that I was seeing of him being sick, like, because she just tested his champagne glass or whatever to try to figure out a way to help him get his speed back and found it out, but I haven't noticed anything, any sort of foreshadowing or clues. I mean, it's possible there might have been a couple that you just missed because you're not looking for it, but I definitely didn't see that coming.
Maybe Pietro, he just lost his speed because of the disease.
That would be interesting.
The Earth 2 Speed Force is like an energem. If you're sick, you're not allowed to have it.
Oh, you're sick and you got a little bit too disgruntled. You weren't agreeable enough, so it's unbonding. But yeah, so that's a thing that's happening. I don't think there was anything else happening. Wally's just kind of being a dick to Joe, even though he's the best dad of all time. And I don't see what his problem.
I know. I'm like sitting here going, yeah, I understand. Like, he wasn't there for you, but to be fair, he didn't know you existed because your mom's a bitch wipe.
Yeah, and... bitch wipe.
So, like, honestly, he's the black dad I always wanted. So, like, if seriously. You don't want him, I will take him.
The ungrateful bastard. Like, from his perspective, you can sort of see it, but Joe really had no reason to think that he had a kid. Like, it wasn't like she was pregnant when she left or any hint, and she was a druggie that more or less easily walked out on her daughter, so it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, I understand it, but I don't agree with it.
Yeah, so, that'll be an interesting thing to see how he comes along, since we know he's going to be Kid Flash at some point. We know he's got a thing for speed, because he'd be racing cars.
Yeah, they got that covered.
It's like, oh, he likes speed, boom, foreshadowing, done. He's just like Johnny Storm in the new Fantastic Four movie. They both like cars. Is there anything else? Because Zoom didn't appear this week. Cisco really didn't do much in terms of vibing or anything. There was an interesting scene where Harry told Cisco about how Zoom got his nickname, which is kind of disturbing.
Yeah, that was a thing.
So I'm really curious about who he is.
Zoom,
like,
Zoom be a psychopath?
Yeah, Zoom is creepy. Like, I know that, like, it seems like his motivations are pretty dull at this moment, but I think there'll probably be more to it than him just wanting... I mean, I still believe he wants to get faster, but I think there'll be more interest to his character.
Probably.
And next week, Reverse Flash is back.
Yeah, so... Original Recipe of Barb. Supposedly... Eobard before he went back in time to kill Barry the first time. Like, this is a failed attempt.
Like, he's still trying to kill Barry?
Like, he always trying to kill Barry because that's just his thing.
Yeah, his thing. Ain't no thing with a chicken wing.
And so, like, obviously he needs to get to a time where Barry's a kid. So from what I understand, this is him attempting to do that but missing his mark completely, so he ends up when Barry's an adult instead and he's already the Flash.
That'll be interesting. Like, that's super timey-wimey, because, like, when he did succeed, it was him that created, by him succeeding, he created this alternate timeline in which Barry became the Flash a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's really timey-wimey. Like, I was confused about it because, like, in the trailer it says it's his origin story. So, for some reason, I was thinking maybe this is explaining how Reverse Flash learned to hate the Flash. Because, like, it's all very mixed. Like, my brain explodes when I try to read too much of it. But, you know, Zoom or Reverse Flash, I don't know. They're, like, sort of one and the same but different. I don't know. It's very confusing in the comics. But, like... from what I understood, at least one part of it is, you know, he used to like the Flash, obviously, and then he grew to hate him. like when he traveled to the past and became him, and I don't know, it's really weird and convoluted. So like I was wondering if they were doing that, like maybe we were seeing how Reverse Flash came to hate the Flash.
That's a possibility. All I know for sure is that it's a time before he came back to try to kill Barry.
Yeah,
obviously.
And like so that kind of creates an interesting thing where I guess that he only stops existing after the point where he stops existing, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, because he always had to exist at that point in his timeline in order to go back and try to kill Barry, which resulted in him not existing. So he has to, in his version of that timeline, he has to exist up until the point where he goes back in time, in which then he would cease to exist because of what Eddie did.
So confusing.
Because the only way he doesn't exist is because he went back to try to kill Barry. So he has to exist until a point.
He has to exist so he doesn't exist.
Yes.
Because, like, that's the rules they're going for. Like, so many different shows that do this have different rules. But, like, there's other shows where something like this happens and they rewrite the whole show. Like, Eobard disappearing would have, like, completely changed the landscape. Because if it was, like, a sweeping domino effect, it would have affected everything. So if he never existed, but I guess the rules they're going for is he sort of still existed in terms of he made an impact and did all this stuff, but then after this point, he doesn't exist anymore, which is kind of confusing.
Yeah, a little bit. It's like a whole branching timeline thing. It's really...
like, it's super complicated or when you think about it, and like the further they get into the series, I imagine it will be, because you have all these alternate timelines, because there was the prime timeline, and this is technically an alternate timeline because of Eobard's meddling, and then you have like the actual parallel dimensions. But it's like, it's shit that I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm really like falling in love with the Flash. It's just, I love parallel universe and time travel storylines, and this has both.
Because like right now we have like four or five different Earth One timelines.
It's pretty crazy.
There's the main one that we're watching. Barry's went back in time twice, so that's three. And then Eobard is technically from a different one, so that's four. So there's like four different timelines for Earth 1. And then you got whatever's going on in Earth 2.
So yeah, because Eobard's from like the original Flash timeline.
Yeah.
Where he became the Flash
later.
There's
so many different like timelines and dimensions, and it's kind of nuts, but it's a good kind of nuts.
It's crazy how fast Flash like delved into its lore, like considering how long Arrow took to do certain things, and we're in its fourth season and we're halfway through season two of The Flash and we're already doing parallel dimensions, and there's already so many timelines and parallel universes and characters introduced, but yet it doesn't feel like they rushed it out. But it's still crazy how much of that universe they've already delved into.
Yeah, it helps that I think, from what I understand, Flash just has such a rich history compared to Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Where Green Arrow borrowed a lot from, like, Batman.
Yeah, that's what... because it's always funny when you see comments on, like, any Arrow trailer or video, someone's like, oh, they're ripping off Batman because they're using so-and-so. And someone always says, like, name one Green Arrow villain. And it's not like he doesn't have villains, it's just like... they're not as recognizable.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's definitely true. But I also think it benefits them that they, you know, had gotten their footing with writing Arrow. Mm-hmm. So they knew how they wanted to pace things. But it's just really cool, and I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm surprised how fast they went into I kind of assumed we might see Reverse Flash this season, but I'm surprised it was this early for some reason. I mean, I guess we're midway through, but still. Like, I don't know. Because, like, I assume that wouldn't be the end of it, because there's still so many unanswered questions about it all.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we'll see where we're at the end of that episode.
Yeah.
Next week, but...
and, like, it'll be interesting to see the other guy play Reverse Flash for longer, because we've only really seen him in the flashbacks.
Yeah.
Because like I've seen the dude and stuff, and he's a good actor, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays. But I really did enjoy Tom Cavanaugh as well. I was like, I think it would be cool to bring that back at some point, like with the two Harrys on at the same time.
I think it's going to be pretty neat to see, like, both, quote-unquote, both reverse Flashes interacting, since you have Harry and then normal Eobard, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
interacting, and, like, we never really got to see anything like that because they were the same person before.
I feel like it would be nice if this, them interacting with Eobard's regular face, will help them more so realize that Dr. Wells, the person, was never Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
like this Earth 2 Wells did some similar things that Eobard Wells did in terms of the particle accelerator and stuff, and just had some shady stuff, but, like, there's so much in the first half of the season of them being all mad, like, oh, but Dr. Wells was so shady. I'm like, well, but it wasn't him. The real Dr. Wells was killed, like, years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, it was just his he was just wearing another dude's face. So, like, maybe that'll help him realize that a little bit. It would be nice, but I'm really looking forward to that, even though Peace Biz isn't going to be there, and I'm still not dealing. All right, so I guess Arrow then?
Yep.
Even though I realize that we'll talk about it when we're done with Arrow, but chronologically I forgot we should have done Supergirl first, because that's on Mondays.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that.
Because I'm so used to always doing that after, is it?
Yeah, but that's fine. Like, we'll do Arrow now, obviously, because they kind of go together.
In the future, right? We'll do Supergirl first.
Yeah, in the future. Eobard's future. To him, we've been doing it first for centuries. But Arrow, I thought was pretty solid this week.
It reversed a lot of its teases and then teased you differently.
It sounds so sexual. It did the reverse tease. It's a reverse Flash sex move.
It was like a really hot chick that's, like, doing a dance or something for you, like a strip tease.
Like, you know how hot chicks do.
Except when she took her bra off, it was just another bra. That was essentially what happened in this episode. That was the greatest analogy I could probably come up with.
It was pretty good.
In my current state of intelligence.
Well, and, so. Bras aside, I feel like the episode had this really weird, like, it built off of this cliffhanger and kind of had this building momentum, and then it just kind of leveled off. Because Oliver's like, I gotta find Damien, and, like, speaking of Damien Dark, the way they spell Dark always encourages me to read it as Dak.
Dak.
Like, whenever I'm reading, like, a review or a tweet, I'm like, ah, Damien Dak.
Dak.
Dak at you. But, like, he was all about it, and then he fights him, and then they just kind of leave it. Like, obviously he couldn't beat him, but still, like, it felt like, in terms of the present day, nothing had changed, really, at the end of the day, other than Felicity being in a wheelchair. But you know what I mean, in terms of Damien Dark and everything. Like, it felt like there was this huge momentum about him catching him, and then it was just kind of like, oh, fuck, he's kind of strong. He tried to take over that Vegas place. He's coming for the West Orange Pavilion's mall next. So, yeah, that just kind of felt strange. Although it did seem, like, kind of funny to see Arrow fighting Damien Dark. I don't know why. It just, because he's, like, in a suit, and he's got, like, that suburban dad, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2 villain thing, and he's, like, going toe-to-toe with him. And it's, like, it's this really weird line with Damien Dark for me, because I think he does things in terms of performing well, but at the same time, he doesn't have, like, it's hard to describe, he doesn't have a scary menace, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's kind of disturbing because he does have that sort of suburban weird dad look, but he's, like, evil, and he plays things kind of disturbing, but, like, in terms of the enemies that all these fought, like Slade and the Dark Archer and the League of Assassins and Ra's al Ghul, like, and then you see him fighting this sort of dorky dude in a suit, and he's winning? Mm-hmm. Like, it just seemed weird.
To be fair, the dorky dude is cheating. He's got, like, magical
shit. Yeah, got magic dork powers.
Just run to the battle. Nerd!
So, yeah, that seemed weird. Anarchy is definitely a thing. I thought he was kind of disturbing with the mask on.
Yeah, but, I was expecting a lot worse.
Yes, so was I. Like,
I was expecting a lot worse. I was expecting, like, Deadpool's avocado sex first.
It looked like avocado had sex with an older avocado.
Like, that's what I was expecting underneath his mask, and then he took it off, and I'm like, you know, you're actually just kind of all right.
It was like Kylo Ren after he got slashed by Rey, and, like, I just imagine he was, like, having a wet dream about having a reason to put the mask on now. But, yeah, I was expecting worse, too, but I feel like they're still kind of developing him. Like, he might get more psychotic and more developed as he appears. But I liked him a little bit more than the first time. But, like I said, he looked kind of disturbing with that mask on and when he very first appeared watching TV in, like, his old foster parents' house. But, like, every time he took the mask off, he was basically just, like, a really ranty, villainy monologue guy from last time, like you said, and the scars weren't that traumatic. So, like, I think if the scars were more disturbing and, like, he had a more creepy vibe, it would be more effective all around. And, like, his villain of the week thing was kind of okay, because I guess it did sort of lead Oliver to Damien, and it played a little bit into Thea's storyline about her sort of gaining control and not having control and all that stuff. What else? Obviously, we mentioned him a couple times, but Felicity's in a wheelchair, which I feel like I read an article where they said she wasn't going to be in one, but maybe they were just saying they weren't going to name her Oracle.
Yeah, the article that I read was basically just that she's going to be in a wheelchair, no idea how long of a time. Judging by the end of this episode, I mean, her legs still could be jacked up, but
it's hard to tell.
She's just kind of hanging out in the car.
Well, because you wouldn't be in the wheelchair in a limo, so it's hard to tell.
Maybe it's a... Never mind. I'm not even going to go with it.
The limo chair.
I'm scrapping it.
I don't know. Jesus, it scared me.
So there's no guarantee, just going off of the ending scene of the episode, but she will be in a wheelchair for some unspecified amount of time, but no, she is not named Oracle. That is what I've gotten from the internet so far.
Yeah, that seems right. Like, the article I read, it was like a week or so, maybe 2 weeks ago. It almost seemed like what I read said that she wasn't going to be in a wheelchair at all, but I think it was just that they were denying that they were going to name her Oracle, which, if they did, I wouldn't be mad, since there's pretty much like 97% chance we're never going to be able to truly do Batman or Superman. Well, I guess if they ever do crossover Supergirls, but like in any way here with Batman especially. Mm-hmm. So like, and I like that we do really different takes on things. And I know that Oracle's usually Barbara Gordon, not Cray Cray Barbara Gordon from Gotham, but you know, daughter Barbara Gordon. But I think that I would have been totally fine with that. Especially since there was sort of stuff earlier in the season about her getting a code name and stuff, and to have a different version. And I don't mind her essentially being an Oracle character, maybe with a different name.
Yeah, I think that's pretty sure what that they're going to do. It's basically going to be Oracle, except not named Oracle, because they won't let him use Oracle.
But, yeah, like, even if they did let him and they just didn't want to do it, like, if they did, I would be fine with it. Like, I hate these obnoxious fanboys that are like, oh, you're rooting the character. I'm like, Felicity's not going to replace all Barbara Gordons ever. Like, Jesus, man. But I think
Felicity
it'll...
Felicity is Batgirl.
That would be cool. No, but, yeah, like, regardless, I think it's a place that makes sense for her character to be that type of Oracle. Like you said, I don't know if it's going to be that far into the future, especially since if she hadn't... Not like that you can't... It sounds like really judgmental, like, oh, you can't be in a relationship with someone in a wheelchair, but, like, if they hadn't gone for the whole Oliver Felicity thing, like, if she had just stayed, you know, a friend character, it would have been a cool place to leave her permanently, so I'm not sure how they'll play that, but I think it's a cool place to have her, regardless of Oracle in name or not. Mm-hmm. I think it'll give some different stuff to play off of, and obviously, by her being in the future, we find out it's not her in the grave.
I'm waiting for someone to say, oh, she could have just been a hallucination by Oliver. She could still be in the grave.
It is the grave. It's actually Cyber Felicity. She talked to Cam and he showed her how to do it. But I'm just, I don't want to, like...
Everyone's throwing a hissy because neither of them have engagement rings on in that end scene.
Although, guys usually don't wear engagement rings. Boom.
Boom.
Etiquette jammed. But, yeah, she wasn't, and, like, they talked about that in an interview that was purposeful, so there's obviously something that happened. She probably found out he's lying about a secret son. Or something. There's a lot going on that could happen.
Like, the way that she reacted, I still feel like there's a chance it could be her mom.
Oh. Well, then why would Barry show up?
I don't know.
I'm just, I don't want to,
Barry,
like,
likes Felicity.
Over-exaggerate, but if it's Diggle, Sweetums will move to Mexico.
There,
like,
there will be hell to pay.
It better not be Diggle.
I need my David Ramsey in Arrow.
The only thing that's, like, comforting me is that if Diggle dies, Oliver will be the only male on his team. And so I can't imagine that they'll...
Oliver Queen in his harem.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because then it would just be Oliver, Speedy, and Black Canary, and Felicity.
Someone's like, oh, I hope it's Thea. I'm like, I really wouldn't care if it's Thea. Like, you would get no emotional reaction out of me if it was Thea. Diggle, like, I would cry.
Like, I just can't imagine. I just don't want it to be Diggle. I like Diggle too much. But, like, that, it seems like that would be the right emotional reaction for him. And Barry knows him. Like, obviously, Barry's a good dude, so he'd come pay his respects regardless. But his presence there just makes me think he cares about him. So it's like, I don't know, Diggle. He met Thea once. He met Laurel once, maybe. They didn't even talk. Captain Lance, I don't think he ever met Captain Lance, really, in a meaningful way.
Like, no matter what way you look at it, I feel like Barry's just showing up, one, to throw us off, and two, just to support Oliver. Like,
yeah.
I don't think he really gives a fluck.
A fluck? A flash fuck?
I was gonna say a flying fuck, and I just decided to truncate it. So now we have fluck, which may or may not be in my vocabulary forever from now on.
Perfect.
But yeah, because, like, there wasn't a whole lot of emotional response out of Barry. Like, it was just, oh, I'm sorry, man. Sorry I had to fight Zoom and shit, my bad.
You know, Zooms be zooming.
Then Oliver's like, I'm gonna kill them.
He has his Batman voice on. Felicity's like, you know what this means. Like,
you gotta kill him. I'm gonna kill him.
You gotta go full on Batman. See, I just really hope it's not Diggle. But it's crazy funny how, like, much of a red herring they made Felicity. Like, it was so obvious that it wasn't going to be her. Even if they hadn't shown her in the limo, like, the amount of promotion and, like, the way they cut scenes even in the show made it too obvious in your face that it would be Felicity, so you knew it wasn't her.
Because,
like, the previews would show the shot scene and then, like, a hospital scene and then the grave. It's like, oh, come on. You're not going to do it like that. So, yeah. That's, like, the most intriguing thing about Arrow right now.
Regardless, she would have to get re-injured.
I mean, there was an interesting thing in the interview about the ending scene where they said, when they talk about Kill 'Em, he's talking about Damian Darhk, right? And they said they couldn't answer that. So I think it'll be interesting. They've also said that Damian Dark's going to wind up having a really interesting motivation. So I'm curious to see what his more reasoning is, if there's anything else larger looming. It's kind of still not as interesting stuff as the Flash going on, but at least there's some things I'm curious about going on. Oliver got whipped in the flashbacks, and that was about all that happened. What are you playing with?
I picked up the sunglass slasher for whatever reason, and I forgot that the boost icon makes noises.
Just don't play the obnoxious jingles and we're all good.
No. The sunglass slasher itself isn't on, it was just the icon.
Oh yeah, okay, there we go. Okay, so now, zooming back in time, Supergirl... This week was about Toy Man, Brian. It was actually about CS Toys supplier. It was just a really in-depth look at how CS Toys does business. And it was like this really weird pack and ship show hosted by Kara and Mr. S. It was actually kind of entertaining.
Did Arrow do Toy Man yet? I
They did the doll maker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I think that the little doll he got was a reference to it or something.
Yeah, the doll that he got was Toymaker's design in some era of the comics, because I recognize it from, like, something I've watched.
Yeah. And even if you didn't, like, it just seems like you could just feel that's what they were doing.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of neat. I don't know, like, Wynn's dad being Toymaker was kind of just random to me.
Apparently,
Toyman, not Toymaker.
Like, Wynn's
fucking
full,
no, man.
Wynn's full name was like was the name of Toymaker, and
really?
So people were thinking that he was gonna be him, but then they like added the junior, so obviously it's his dad. Obviously, because you saw the episode. But that's what I was reading about. But I thought it was a pretty strong episode for Wynn, a character
he needed it really bad. Like, I never hated the guy, but like he spent all that time just kind of being like a dorky sidekick.
Yeah,
he really needed something to kind of stand out a bit.
Like, because I kind of felt for his, you know, whole unrequited situation, but like I talked about, he always just seemed kind of like a creeper. But, like, I think it was just the way he looked. But this was a strong episode for him, and the actor did a really good job with it. He really delivered in those scenes of, like, with the emotion of everything, and it also functioned, I guess, as a way of him outing his feelings to Kara. So that happened. But she's too busy pining over Black Man and his Lois Lane knockoff girlfriend.
What a bitch.
Who's gonna start working at, I keep wanting to say the Daily Planet at Catco. At Daily Planet understudy Catco. But so yeah, that is what's going on there. But I'm trying to think what else was. Oh yeah, Martian Manhunter broke into what the fuck is that dude's name? Maxwell
Lord.
Whatever. Yeah, his place. And found that, like, crazy experiment girl. And I love the part where he was impersonating him, and he's like, she probably rejected me because of my... It was, like, narcissism and, like, unkempt facial hair.
Narcissism and unkempt facial
hair. It was pretty good. But that also kind of, other than that funny moment and him finding out, it kind of dealt a lot with him being afraid to use his powers because he's not fully adept at them. Like, a guard caught him, and he can erase memories, but he doesn't know how to specifically do it. Like, oh, erase your memories of the last hour. He, like, erased his whole dude's life. So that was, like, a whole thing, like, a subplot about him not wanting to use his powers. Because he's afraid of him. It was kind of cool to seeing him flying up there with Supergirl, though. Oh, this is totally just sort of random, but I just realized, like, within the last month or two, both Arrow and Supergirl did that, the protagonist standing by their alter ego thing, you know, with Supergirl,
yeah.
Martian Manhunter and Arrow did it with, was it the Doc Atcha?
Yeah.
I just realized that. So that's kind of funny. Flash could just make a copy of himself by going fast enough.
Yeah.
Flash don't need no friends, but he's got them.
He's got a lot of friends.
And no one ever seems to notice that various best friends that are also the same people that help out the Flash and work at Star Labs. Everyone's just really unobservant.
What a coinky dink.
Oh, well.
Oh, wells.
Both of them.
But yeah, it was all right.
I thought it was a pretty decent episode for, like bits of the toy guys, like... I'm trying to think of a word to use. Toy guy stuff sounds really weird. Like, the way he operated was a bit more of one of those campy villains. But in terms of, like, the dude's performance, it was just kind of pretty, like, I'll say flat, like it was bad. It was just kind of even. But it wound up not being as campy as it could have been. And I think it was a decent episode for Wynn. It was a win, you might say. God. It was like Krusty the Clown. It's, like, happening right now. And terrifying.
As you should be.
But yeah, solid episode this week. And oh, the major thing at the end is Maxwell found out that either at least, well, they didn't find out Kara's Supergirl, but there's his sister, or that is it Lexi's sister? I can't remember her real name in the show. Little Gray.
Alex.
There we go.
You're really close. It's like...
Holy crap. That works out. Lexi is the name of the character she played on Grey's Anatomy. But so, assume that you can connect the dots and find out her name's Kara and stuff, but he put a little camera on her purse, and of course, Kara being Kara is just sitting there eating pizza in her Supergirl costume, just doing her.
She's sitting back going like, I'll know what he's doing a mile away. I'm the fucking best spy ever.
This guy's
ever.
A fucking idiot. Did you say I'm fucking best spy? Wait.
Fucking best spy ever.
Oh, fucking best spy. Like, what does best spy have to do with anything?
I'm the best spy.
But yeah, so that was kind of unexpected for me. I mean, his plot's moving along, and he's certainly well informed about a lot of things, but I didn't expect him to find out her identity or Alex's connection to her so quickly. So that'll be a thing next week. There's going to be like a white Martian or something next week, and more alien racism. These people would really get along well with the real S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. They were like, their racist game was on point.
next episode's all about racists.
Alien racism. That's like a secondary theme of the show right now.
All aliens should die.
No, you. So we all have to get up anyway, douchebag. Okay. I haven't watched that in a while. I still need to finish watching that series. I get so easily distracted. Okay, so now we can go back forward to finding Carter.
You did it again.
I know. Agent Carter. I hate myself. Agent Carter was back this week with 2 hours. And they're both pretty fun. I think I like the first half more than the second for some reason. I'm not sure why.
I think the first half felt more kind of set up-y, which was, I think, a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
The second episode was just kind of more setty uppy, but it wasn't as fun as the first setty
uppy.
Yeah,
like the first episode or the first half of it was just fun. I guess it was technically a separate episode. But they're like in L.A. now, which I guess is partly because they don't want to have to hide the fact that they film in L.A. so much. but like at least part of the story is still in New York because still back at the main location, they still have the Black Widow Dottie there. And I forget his name, but the main character chief guy. Who took all the credit last year? So
it starts with a J, I think.
Jeff. His name is Jeff.
That story's not too important at the moment for the
Boots for the and least. Viper. No, but and it looks like from the previews that we might see more New York in there though. So I don't know. But we got what's his name, Susie. As the chief here in L.A. where she's working. And then all the returning characters, you have the lady that let Peggy in, the SSR at the other place in the phone company. You have her now letting her in at this talent agency. So those are the people we brought back. But more importantly, you got Jarvis. And Jarvis's wife, who I really like. I think it works really well. I would watch a spinoff about Jarvis and his wife, just called a show called The Jarvises, and it's just about their everyday life and shenanigans and Jarvis's fencing lessons.
Yeah, I agree. They're really fun.
Thanks for that quick response, Brian.
Yeah.
Trump as usual.
That doesn't
Tiny penis.
Seem spot- oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I forgot
Tiny
you were
penis
here.
Is awake. But that was just, that was one of my favorite funny moments was Jarvis doing like his training and trying to
the fucking like, wrestling outfit.
Yeah, like and him trying to like kept poking Carter was just poking Carter is the third show. Finding Carter, Agent Carter, and poking Carter is actually the porn version.
I'm gonna park Dawson in the face too.
Park?
Yeah.
But I really like Jarvis. He's easily my favorite character. He just
oh yeah, for sure.
He cracks me up, and I thought the casting for his wife was perfect.
Yep, we did it. We did it! Hooray!
Jesus. In terms of plot, we're hunting down Captain Cold, which is freezing people left and right.
From inside their bodies, it's really weird. He gets microscopic and just...
The Shaw shrunk him, and he's trapped in a bunch of people.
Okay, got it.
Tomorrow. No, but apparently that like goopy thing is like the Dark Void, and I guess they did it in S.H.I.E.L.D. before. Like, I had to look it up. I totally forgot that. Or it's connected to it somehow. Like, when they very first into that episode, when that guy was looking on it, I honestly thought it was the monolith for a second.
So did because, I. So they ruled out that it wasn't?
Yeah, because, like, apparently it's, like, Dark Void or Dark Force. Dark Force, I think. It's, like, this thing they did in S.H.I.E.L.D. before, which I very, very vaguely remember. But, like, I read somewhere that it was that. I think it would have been cool if it was the monolith, but apparently yeah, this...
Like, I know, like, the building had that old ancient Hydra logo on it.
Yeah.
Like, the spaceship-looking one.
Yeah. But it would have been cool to tie it to that, because obviously they did tie it to S.H.I.E.L.D. with this dark whatever. And it's apparently this season's also going to have some ties to the Doctor Strange movie somehow. But
yeah,
at least it's kind of tied to something, which is kind of neat. And something I do kind of like about the plot going on is that it's introduced more of the sort of crazy stuff into it. Because like last season obviously wasn't ignoring any of the crazy stuff that happens, but it was a little bit more grounded, which isn't not bad, but I mean this kind of delves into more of the supernatural elements of the Marvel universe a little bit with the ice stuff and the dark matter or whatever it is, because last season was like that guy just kept rubbing his wedding ring and he was like, you will listen to me, and they're like, I will listen to you. I'm like, man, you guys are dumb.
You guys have issues.
There's not really much else to talk about. Like, I don't know how long the series will run, but I'm really interested to see.
I think it's probably 7 more weeks, I think.
No, I mean, like
I think season. It's 8 episodes. Yeah, I think 8. What? Yeah. Hold on. What?
I meant, like, season. Like, I'm talking about the series in general.
Oh, okay, got it.
Like, how much longer?
I have no idea.
Keep going. But I really want to see, and I guess I should probably look up the timeline on it. I want to see when she formed S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff. Like, I'm interested in seeing that. It's like I didn't enjoy the first season and that I'm not interested in what's going on here, but like I'm interested in seeing that part. Especially since like it's sort of the S.H.I.E.L.D. fill-in, and I think it'd be really cool and stuff just to see how she formed it. I mean, I'm assuming they're sort of obviously I'm sort of leading towards that in general since that's where her life is leading.
Right.
And I suppose I should also look up, because like there was that scene in Winter Soldier where she was said she married, or it was like an interview scene that Steve was watching, that she got married to some guy. And so, like, they're spending all this, not all this time, but there's a lot of time spent on her and Sosa. And so I'm curious, like, what's the purpose of that if we know she's going to marry this other guy, unless it is the same guy and they just used a different picture. Like, they just keep using different Tony Starks. Like, the little trailer outright showed this Tony Stark. So right now we have two active Tony Starks in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You mean just Howard?
Damn it! I did it again! Finding Carter and fucking Tony Stark! Son of a bitch, Robert Downey Jr., why do you have to be so memorable? You know what I mean. We have two active Howard Starks right now. We have the one in the series, and then the guy playing him most recently in Ant-Man, who I think was him in Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2 and Ant-Man were the two times he was that one.
Yeah, like, I don't know why they did that. I think we looked it up and you said that, like, he was played by someone different in one. So it was like, there's, like, three Howard Starks. But, like, I mentioned multiple times before, this one's probably my favorite of them. And I just, with how tight a lot of their continuity is, you think they would just want to stick to one.
Yeah.
Especially when they have...
I guess the one guy's easier to manipulate age, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I like this one better than the... It's not like the dude playing him in Ant-Man's a bad actor, but it's just in terms of look and everything, it just kind of fits more for him being Tony's father. Boom. Got that right.
Him being Dad Tony.
Right.
God, it's happening. But yeah, I really don't have too much else to say. Like, there's not a whole lot in depth I wanted to discuss, but it was enjoyable. I do like the first half better. I'm just kind of hoping we'll get to some more interesting stuff as we go along.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm looking forward to seeing the connections between, like, the building of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the building of Hydra, I guess. And see where that goes with, like, the logo appearing in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff. Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is kind of diving into that same sort of area with the quote-unquote origins of Hydra and stuff, so...
Yeah.
It'll be see if they intertwine at all.
Yeah.
They can't really interact. Everyone's dead.
Yeah. Less Force Ghosts are a thing because of Marvel and Disney. We'll just... Let's go watch that Patton Oswalt filibuster and then we'll know. But yeah, I mean, it'd be cool in general just for them to connect up, but just because of what happened with S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Winter Soldier, when you find out that Hydra's been infiltrating him for so long, like, it'd be cool to see that from the other side and actually see that happening, seeing Peggy starting to found S.H.I.E.L.D. and, what's his name? Zola. And because he was, like, in the jail cell with one of the previous, like, hypnotizer villain from the last time. And
yeah,
seeing how they infiltrated, like, just it'd be cool to see it from the other side and just see, like, what the road that Peggy went down that led her to that. Good point. I don't think there's anything else I have to say about that.
No, it was really enjoyable. I look forward to seeing what more happens, but I think that's what all that scientist guy got is sucked up, apparently.
He got his sucked up. I thought he was going to be more of a reoccurring love interest for her for this year, but he got disposed of quickly.
Yeah, at least from what we know. I mean, he could have transported somewhere. Actress bitch is still alive. She's fine.
Yeah, she's got like
she's got pieces in her head.
She's got, for lack of a better word, black crack. It definitely could have been a better choice of words there. But she's got that going on, and she's certainly more deceitful than she seemed, was just like originally, oh, she's just the wife of this sort of scummy villainy guy, but she's, you know, in on it.
Black crack.
It's not true.
Well, yeah, it's... It is what it is.
Fry your cop over time for the same society.
What? The cop gets overtime for the same society? So glad he's still here. What about the cop?
I'm dying.
Cop got overtime. What kind of dream are you having?
It wasn't me.
Are you arguing a legal case about a cop?
You never know.
Courtroom Brown?
Oh my asshole.
Something about my asshole, that's what I heard. This podcast needs subtitles at this very moment. Will overtime do it?
Mystical gibberish.
Do they? That would be hilarious. Like, he says, the cop overtime in society, and the bottom it just says mystical gibberish. What was that? Say more crazy things.
Do it. Do it.
No. No, you. Do it. Oh, man. The last hour of the podcast, they just spent trying to get their friend to say weird things. Oh, man. Well, I guess while we get to elaborate more on that cop society problem, I don't think there's any more, unless I'm forgetting anything, like actual shows to talk about. But I wanted to bring up the Rebels trailer, because
Rebels came back, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, this episode wasn't spectacular, but the trailer was.
The trailer was fucking fantastic.
It was a well put together trailer, but like, just the stuff coming up about it is going to be really cool. Like I've mentioned before, I love the sequel-y stuff with Clone Wars. That's something else I was doing this week amidst the Mouse Hunt, because I'm still rewatching the Clone Wars. I watched like 7 more episodes, but that's beside the point. But the trailer showed off lots of really cool stuff coming up. We're going to get to see more Vader. And obviously we've pretty much known, but we're heading towards the confrontation between him and Ahsoka, which is just going to be really cool with all the build-up from Clone Wars. And there was a really cool scene in the trailer of, I don't know how he's going to be talking to her or visioning, but like a Vader sort of talking in Anakin's voice of to Ahsoka about why did she leave, and seeing what he's become. And it was a really cool, I don't know the context of the scenes, but in terms of the trailer scenes, it was really cool just to see that with all the weight of their relationship, and to see Vader talking with Anakin's voice, or Clone Wars Anakin's voice. It wasn't Hayden Christensen. I presume it was the same guy that voiced him in Clone Wars, but regardless, it's cool to see that stuff. There's some stuff about Ezra being pulled towards the dark side, which is pretty much par for the course apprentice stuff. And he finds a cross-bladed, like, green lightsaber. Which is sort
really
of
cool. I want it.
It's sort of like a Force Awakens-y thing, but like apparently like there's two reasons for that lightsaber, which is A, it's an ancient design, and B, the exhaust port runoff. But because everyone's like, oh, why are they bringing that dumb design? And I'm like, well, it was an ancient design. They already talked about it. Stupid people. But there was a couple people that were thinking that Ezra was going to be Snoke. But he's too young for it. If they were to somehow do a twist like that, it would definitely be a shocker that they would tie the series like that to. And there was a couple dumb people that thought he was Kylo Ren. God, he hasn't even been born yet. Just, God damn it.
Yes, Ezra Bridger is Ben Solo.
Oh, people. It's back to all over again, despite the fact that we knew Adam Driver was playing him, and we'd seen multiple pictures of him with the suit without the helmet on. People were still like, is Luke Kylo Ren? Stupid people. But yeah, so there's that, and apparently in one of the scenes when Ezra is talking to this guy who calls himself Old Master, that's apparently like 99% confirmed to be Darth Maul.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, because someone like used Photoshop or something and like lighted the picture, and you can see like his red and black skin. So that's really interesting, because like in the last part we saw him in the Clone Wars, he was more or less being taken in or kidnapped in a way or whatever by Sidious. And then there's apparently a comic. I don't remember if it's a comic or a book, like an actual book, but there was something that dealt with the aftermath of that and how he escaped, which is also canon. I need to look into that, but he's still at large, so it's interesting to see. It's interesting to think about that most people who've seen Star Wars Phantom Menace just think Darth Maul died.
Yeah.
Like, stabbed. Like, the dude's been alive for a long time now. He's, for all we know, he's still alive in The Force Awakens, but that's a cool plot that we're going to get to pick up on from the Clone Wars as well, which is really neat. What else was in the trailer? Because there's Anakin and Ahsoka stuff, which looks really cool. There's these really weird-looking like Jedi people with yellow lightsabers, which I'm curious what they are. I'm sure somebody knows what they are in the Star Wars mythology, but that's interesting. Some more Buffy the Jedi Slayer and her brother, and a third like unnamed Inquisitor. Just lots of really cool stuff coming down for the trailer. Like, I'm really looking forward to the Anakin Ahsoka Vader stuff, which I think will be like on the level of the Obi-Wan Anakin confrontation. And there's like a bunch of stuff going on about Ezra. I think that I don't know what they're going to end up doing with him, like whether he would turn to the dark side or just come back to it after going, or if we'll just never go to it, or what they're doing with that. Obviously he's not Snoke or Kylo Ren. But it would be really interesting. I doubt they would like wind up ending it like that. But in the Force Awakens, Force Unleashed games that used to be canon, like Vader had the apprentice Starkiller, which obviously the name has been taken by Starkiller Base now. And like his story wound up leading to him sort of being a key figure in like the Rebels. But it would be really cool if they subverted the expectations of him either just straight up joining the dark side in a way, or turning good or whatever, or just turning it away. And like if he wound up actually staying dark and became Vader's apprentice, kind of like Starkiller was, that would be pretty that would just be a cool thing to do. Like, I know Darth Maul was involved with it, but I don't know. I hope they do something cool with him. I think it would be neat.
I did hear that I don't know if it was the beginning or in the middle of some time, but in season 3 there's a time gap of some sort.
Oh, so that'll be interesting. So yeah, it's I definitely hope they do something cool with it and not just stick to something cliche, because it would be awesome to get like an almost Starkiller like character.
Yeah, that'd be really neat.
Especially considering we basically know that this people's stories have to be more or less tragic ends, because we know they're not going to win. Because Luke and everyone doesn't take down the Empire for another little while. And we always kind of assumed Ahsoka's story would end out tragic, but it was a really awesome look for what looks to be a really awesome rest of the season. And I'm really impressed with how quickly the series got pretty good, both on its own and with its ties to Clone Wars. Like, I love that we're getting to actually wrap that stuff up since it's all canon.
Yeah, I still need to watch it.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I need to get on that shit.
You gotta get on a lot of stuff.
I need to just die and come back with all this knowledge.
You just need, like, a show intersect.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be amazing. But yeah, the Rebels trailer. Cool beans stuff. Cool beans banana pants. Alright, now it's time for...
Tweet tweet, motherfucker.
Hashtag sickly monsters. Anyway. You're gonna get the mouse mad?
My bad.
Okay. Sorry. So first up is Kick Buttowski. No, Devin Lee Dombowski, it says. Wait, hold on, that was the wrong one. Okay, same guy, different question. I was reading the wrong one. If you were allowed one free ride in the TARDIS, when would you go? To when this mouse is dead. I want to land right when the mouse's corpse is there. Let's live in that time.
That's a very good question. Probably the far future. Like, with, like, awesome technology and shit.
Mm-hmm.
see, he agrees with me. Mm-hmm.
Kevin totally agrees about the cops and everything.
Mm-hmm. You got it, dude. yeah, I don't know when. Like, I mean, if I had to pick sometime in the past, not too long ago, because if I go far back to where there's no internet or cell phone service, I'll probably just die. So let's stick with something. I don't know. I don't want to go back.
I'd want to go back and stop my own birth somehow. That's how I would do it. Makes but sense. I want to go. I would achieve my ultimate dream finally.
I would go
buy the Sports Almanac in the future and fucking biff it up. Too bad Donald Trump already did that.
He literally is Biff.
Except he just traveled to the future and got the book Hair Tips by Biff.
Hair Tips from Dawson.
He was trying to grab the Sports Almanac off of Biff's shelf, and he accidentally grabbed Hair Tips for Men. And that's what happened. That's the origin story of Donald Trump's hair.
Seems accurate.
Okay.
But yeah, so... I don't have a particular like year or even a particular location, but sometime in the future, like where things are cool,
I can play with them. Like if I couldn't achieve my ultimate dream of number one, ultimate dream of stopping myself from existing. Number two, the mouse from existing. You know what? Go back and stop the mouse from being born. I would probably want to check out the future. Like, I do have, like, favorite eras in the past, but I don't know if I'd want to visit them. Like, because I can just read about them, I guess, or watch a movie based off of them, and it's good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it for that. Our second question is, which would have been more appropriate to answer closer to New Year's, but it's from Kieran Foster, is what are you looking forward to most in 2016? 2017. No.
I am looking forward to seeing how quickly Geodra could make me hate it. hashtag pessimism. or seeing how good it is, either or. There's quite a few video games that are coming out this year that are probably really good that I'm not remembering off the top of my head, but I'm sure they're there. The new Nintendo system might come out this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're still saying that. I don't know if that's actually going to happen or not, but...
At least we'll get information about it. Yeah.
Will be neat. Seeing the next rider, seeing if their toys aren't shit. That'd be fantastic. A new
Seeing
Pokemon
if there's another show like Gaim.
Pokemon Go.
Oh, Pokemon Go.
And then I'm pretty sure we're going to get a mainline Pokemon game this year. Because yeah. It just seems like the logical thing to do.
Again, at the very least, an announcement.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. All of the Pokemon anniversary shit that's happening. Looking forward to all that. More for cons this year. I'm kind of looking forward to that. I still want to go to Worlds, which is... Was it the weekend before or the weekend after Morphicon?
I don't remember. I know that like every time before Morphicon, it like always landed around the same vicinity of it.
Yeah, like it's in California, and it's the week before the week after. I would have to get a plane in California to go... further north or further south. I don't remember how cities line up, but I think Worlds is in like San Francisco or something, so I would still need to get a plane in California to go to California, but if I win the lottery, it's doable, so
that'll totally happen.
Hashtag lotto that I don't ever play, so I don't know. Pipe dreams, my friend, pipe dreams. But yeah, there's lots to look forward to. It could all suck, but as of right now, I can pretend that it won't suck. So
everything sucks all the time. Yeah. That's the philosophy I live by, except for the Flash. Except right now, Peace Pivot isn't even in it. So,
all right.
Kevin's British when he sleeps. Everyone knows that. Jolly good then, mate.
Catching
a nap by the Barbie. This is actually Australian. No, not playing along. Okay, what was the question? Oh yeah, 2016. Looking forward to E3 again, like usual.
Mm-hmm.
My two main things right now are movies. I'm most looking forward to Batman vs. Superman and Civil War.
This year's like fucking rad for movies.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to 2016 being over, so we'll be closer to episode 8 and more answers. we are getting Rogue One this year, which could be very good, and I'm looking forward to more Star Wars, but it's like, it's a movie that takes place in the middle of 3 and 4 that we already know everything about. It's about pilots. Okay. Yay.
A lot of shit happened between 3 and 4, apparently.
Lots of piloting. Like, that's the thing, is that there is lots of territory to explore between the various eras. But, like, the stuff that Rebels is exploring right now between 3 and 4 is more interesting to me than how they found the plans to the Death Star.
Yeah.
But, like, it could end up surprising me, which I'm kind of hoping it does. And I do kind of hope that this is, like, totally going off on a Star Wars tangent, but in the future that they go in between more eras... And explore, cast a wider net instead of just original trilogy stuff.
There's a lot of time to cover now between 6 and 7. So
yeah, I was just thinking today when I was watching Rebels, and between that and watching the Clone Wars recently, I was thinking once we get more like concrete answers, I would love a series like a Clone Wars esque series that takes place between 6 and 7 that like could explore all these tiny little details and like flesh things out more. It would be really awesome to see. But like, if they ever did something like that, we would have to wait. Because they're obviously not going to do it soon and give us any concrete answers in the form of an animated series.
Right.
But that would be cool because, like, Clone Wars just kind of expanded on things really well. But, yeah, I think that's about it. Thanks for everyone for sending in questions. Keep sending in more questions. We appreciate questions. Questions, question, question.
Questions.
And now it's time for...
Final Things, MP3.
Final Things!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
Kevin, play us out.